The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up. An ox beat grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High fire and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire. In a combat site. Metro West is coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team reporters.
Actually at war, so don't, you know, get, don't, but I've not really been following the news.
Keep your heads down.
But if I were you guys, run for the bunkers! Run for the bunkers! This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. We're at war with Russia. Thank God! Thank God, and thank his son, Donald Trump. This is it. This is war, guys. This is what we've all been waiting for. There's going to be a nuclear war! Now, some could say this is a brilliant marketing ploy by Severin Films to promote their re-release of the double disc remaster version of Threads. But I just think it's fortunate timing. Guys, I've not really read any of the papers or looked at any of the news. But from what I can gather, Donald Trump is going to bomb Syria and therefore Russia tonight. And I, for one, can't wait.
He said something like, we're going to send them some nice, new, smart bombs.
Yes!
Like it's a present.
Oh, God, that man is fantastic. Now, if you want to take part in tonight's show, it's a war special. We're giving away countries, and then you can use your countries and maybe team up with other people to invade other countries. So, we're going to start a hashtag so that people can find each other on Twitter. That hashtag is war is good. That's hashtag war is good. Or you can chat in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/Ian Lee. Look for Late Night Nudes Live. And war is happening. The hashtag tonight is hashtag war is good. And we're celebrating the actual end of the world by having a flippant, tongue-in-cheek, pointless, slightly offensive, certainly disrespectful game of war. Are you in? 0344-499-1000. Very, very simple. I have got in front of me a map of the world that I asked Catherine 2 hours and 15 minutes ago to get for me.
Pass me a pen a minute.
No, 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 no. You're not drawing.
Come on.
No, because I need all of the countries.
Oh, man.
I asked you 2 hours and 15 minutes ago, your one production, don't walk away from me when I'm bollocking you. Your one production job was to get me a map of the world of all the countries, okay? Here's the thing, guys. You can phone up and you can claim the countries. You claim a country. We're giving away every single country in the world, with a couple of exceptions. I'll explain those in a little bit. You can then either try and invade another country on your own, or you can team up with other countries to invade another country. And then there's a power-sharing thing. You might then want to try and overthrow the country that you've helped. It really is going to be the most insensitive and stupid three-hour nod towards the utter bellendery of our political leaders. Okay, guys? Good. With that in mind, this can only work if you call in 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. You'll speak to Katie. Katie will take your name and number, and she will call you back. We're all wearing military uniforms, which if you can see watching on Twitter, on YouTube, you'll see. We are also, we also have a giant, you know, that table with like the model tanks on and the toy aeroplanes, and we're pushing them with sticks that have got, they're very, very long sticks. And at the end, they're croupier sticks. That must be what came first, war or poker? We just don't know, guys. We just don't know. We can't really start the war until Catherine brings in the map of the world that she was asked to get me over 2.25 hours ago. I asked her three times, and I saw she said, oh, I'll do it later. And I knew she would forget. I knew she would forget. So I kept quiet, and I watched MasterChef, the finals. The finals means there's been about 8 episodes. I watched a bit of the Gary Shandling documentary, and I watched Hell's Kitchen USA. The whole time, she was sat there, stuffing her face full of minstrels. Full of minstrels! Hasn't she heard of rationing? 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to, by the way, I've written down, I'm holding up a pad. I have in my hand a piece of paper. It's a pad. On the second page of this pad, I have written down something, okay, that I think someone will say during tonight's show, okay? I've written down something that I think, I'm doing a Steve Allen, I'm saying the same thing twice just to pad. God, imagine. Anyway, on this pad, is something I've written down that I think one of you suckers will say tonight. And if you say it, there will be a forfeit. Okay? Just bear that in mind. How's the picture looking on, how's the picture looking on YouTube? Is it all right? It looks a bit ropey on my computer, but that might just be my computer because I'm downloading. No, it looks great. Hey, it looks great. If you want to watch the show, go to youtube.com/Ian Lee. Look for Late Night News with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle War. If you want to talk about teaming up with other countries, you can team about it there. Or you can go to Twitter and use the hashtag War is Good. This is going to be one of those shows, guys, that they will be talking about for literally the next 180 minutes. And then after that, it'll be forgotten. But trust me, you really want a piece of this pie. Let's go to Alistair. Good evening, Alistair.
Hi, how you doing, mate?
Jeez, man, you're loud!
Oh, I'm sorry about that, but...
Hang on a second. Katie, turn this Muppet down. He's so loud. Now speak.
Is that better?
That's much better. There we go. That's much better.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, thank you, Alistair. If anything, I'm feeling aroused at the prospect of war.
Yeah, well, I saw the headlines. Just the new headline that came up a couple of minutes ago is yes. That Theresa May has called for a war cabinet tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure whether she's going to take that decision to the Parliament for a vote or not. But I hope that she does.
Who cares? Who cares? Let's pile in there, Alistair, for crying out loud. Stop being a pussy. Let's pile in there.
Okay, well, do you want a country or not?
Well, here's the thing, right? I really, really do want a country.
Right.
But Catherine has let... Catherine is like Dame Vera Lynn. In as much as, yes,
well,
you know, yes,
a lot,
okay, yes, she's like Vera Lynn, and yes, that probably a lot of the listeners are stroking one out whilst thinking of her, but actually, her input during this war, very, very slim. Please, for the love of God and all that is holy, and also any sexual harassment cases, no one tell her what I just said, okay? Because even as I said it, I found my toes curling at the... I want to say horribility, but I don't know if it's a word, but I'm going to say it. The horribility of what I just said. But she's been absolutely.
Let's move on.
Here's the thing. We can't name any countries until I have a map of the country, the whole world. Well, because you might name a country. Thing. You might name a country.
Another subject.
Okay. Well, hang on a minute. You might name a country, and it might not exist.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I need to have it. I need to be able to verify it. Now you said you've got another topic. I mean, does it tie in with the theme of war?
No.
Okay, well then I'm not interested in it, Alistair. Stay there, please, and we will come back to you hopefully before 1 o'clock. Catherine will have brought in the map. This is it, guys. This is what it's all been building up to. This is not a drill. Britain and America are at war with Syria and Russia, and I'm loving it. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Everybody who's claiming countries on Twitter. Dear God. Broken Britain. And the Brexit boys. It doesn't work like that. You've got to phone up and claim your country. You can't tweet it. But imagine if Churchill had been sending tweets instead of poor, uneducated, working-class boys to their slaughter. Imagine where we'd be. No. This war will not be fought on Twitter. This war will not be televised, but it will be broadcast on the wireless. It's going to be bloody, it's going to be brutal, there's going to be winners, there's going to be losers. But, still waiting for Catherine to come back with a flipping map! Man alive! While we're waiting, let's go to Jonathan. Good evening, Jonathan.
Evening.
How are you feeling?
Worse than ever.
Okay. I know, listen, I know that you've got a big thing coming up, and I don't want to, you know, go into what the big thing is, but, you know, you just got to take each day as it comes, man.
What big thing?
Some, well, I've been led to believe that you might be in some sort of trouble.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, okay, well, that's fine. But just, you know, just keep on keeping on, man. You're not, you made it the last couple of days, and that's something.
Mm.
You must be excited about the prospect of war.
Not really.
Oh, blimey.
I was against bombing Syria in 2013.
Yes.
I was against bombing Syria in 2014.
Yeah.
And I was against Trump bombing it last year.
Okay, what about now?
And I'm still against it.
You sure I can't persuade you?
No.
Oh, that's
but
a...
But on the other hand...
Yeah?
The thought of Vladimir Putin wiping out this country is very appealing.
Well, it's going to happen. Well, it could happen. We'll decide it all with the game. Paul is unhappy with me. Ian, you're just a dirty little warmonger and you disgust me. Viva Putin and Assad and down with the West. That's sending me mixed messages. I don't know what I'm supposed to make of that. That's sending me confusing, mixed messages. I just don't know where I am. Would you like to claim a country, Jonathan?
Japan.
Right, okay, well, hang on a second, because we need a map. We need a map. Map's coming. Here comes a map. Here comes a map. Right, what have you done?
What have you done?
Right, nothing. I mean, you left your computer open, though, so I've done something.
Yeah.
Sorry? Hmm. What? What's wrong?
Two words for you.
What?
Vera Lynn.
Wheel me. Who grassed me up?
You did. There's a radio one out there.
Oh, no! Oh, well. It's true, though. She was useless in the war, but she kept everyone's spirits up. And by spirits, I don't mean spirits. I mean dickoladas. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Catherine, you've got a map here. This is brilliant. This is the world. Jonathan, you're claiming Japan. Now, where is Japan on the map? Don't tell me. There's Brazil. So we're going to go over this way. Japan! Japan is Jonathan. All right, buddy. You got it, man.
Colour it in, man.
Well, okay, but the colouring in doesn't help anything.
Taken.
Okay, well, yeah, but he can... Okay. Jonathan, stay tuned, because you might be needed to invade another country.
I'm strictly neutral.
Pussy. Let's go... Right, Alice has been waiting, then I'll explain a little twist in the game. By the way, if you want to explain... I missed the table there. Look, we've got a random... We're going to roll a dice. It's like a proper game I've made up. Right, so, Alistair, which country would you like to own?
Estonia, please.
Oh, for crying out loud. Where's that?
Sort of mid-Europe at the top.
Got it. Alistair... Okay. Right. Okay, why have you picked Estonia, mate? That's tiny.
Yeah, my nephew and girlfriend live there.
Okay, stay tuned, Alistair. You might be called in to. Dave on Twitter is blocked. I've never liked him. He's blocked for
grassing.
Right. Okay. Hang on a minute. Now Martin of Leeds is saying. Ian Lee, hashtag war is good. This bloke is killing me. Very depressing. He's a mardy ass twat.
Gosh,
mate, look at the state of your profile picture. There we go. Right, body shaming him. So here's the twist. Catherine is America, and I'm Russia. I'm the good guys. And Russia is Ian, and Catherine is America. Right. Oh, hang on a minute. Now this is the thing, right? It's a world war, so it's everyone is against everyone, okay? You've got to choose your allies. Colour that in. That's Catherine has got America. I've got Russia! Russia! The good guys! Right, and so this is it. I'm literally just making this up as I'm speaking. So, I'm Russia, I'm the good guys. Catherine is America, okay? At the end of the show, whoever, whomsoever it shall be, that owns the most square mileage of map is the winner. So it's not number of countries, it's square mileage. So at the moment, I'm winning, all right? But that could all change. That's all I'm going to say. It could all change, OK? Don't forget, hashtag war is good. Go on YouTube.com/IanLee. Look for Late Night Nudes Live, and you can team up with people there. Right, let's go to Mick. Good evening, Mick.
Hello.
Happy war, Mick.
Happy war.
What you got for us, Mick?
I've got Spain.
Oh, dear.
He's got Spain.
I'm in Spain.
Why Spain, Mick?
Because it's hot.
Yeah, it's bloody hot there, isn't it? And also, they do great fry-ups there.
Yeah, but war's good. We don't need fry-ups.
We don't need fry-ups when we're on war.
We'll be on rations.
Yeah, we're on rations. Rations, great name for a war band. Mick, you've got Spain.
Yes.
Hang on a minute, Mick. You could be the first, if you wanted to, you could launch an invasion into either France or Portugal, if you wanted to.
France, because they'll just surrender straight away.
Right, the French are a bunch of cowards,
he's fired
right.
up there, isn't he?
Right, I know, but here's the thing, right? We have to, now we're going to roll the dice. We haven't got a dice, we've got a random number generator, right? For every country... So it's out of 20, right? So every country invading another country is worth 2, right? So you should have waited, actually, Mick. You should have waited for a few more countries. So you've got to get... I'm going to roll a 20-sided dice, and if you get 1 or 2, then you've won France. If you get 3 to 20, then France win you.
Oh.
Are you ready? I'm going to generate the number. Oh, mate, it was a 9. You've lost France, I'm afraid.
Well, I've just jumped to an atomic bomb on him, so he's gone.
He has not got... Spain does not have nuclear power. So that means... Right, OK, this is confusing. So France and Spain are now joined, but they're...
No one owns France.
They're leaderless. So someone can come and claim France and Spain. No, you can't. Someone can come and claim France and Spain, but that means if France and Spain were to try and invade Belgium or Germany or Italy or Portugal, they'd have 4. Do you see what I mean? They'd have to get 1 to 4 out of 20. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You got it? Meh. What have you not got? This is easy. This is the easy bit.
I don't really know why.
What? What have you not got? Come on, let's. Come on.
No, carry on. It's fine.
No, come on. If you're gonna cast a negative vibe across the show, let's deal with it. Let's get it out. Let's get it out. Let's workshop this. Let's chat about this. Let's workshop this.
How come you got Russia?
Because I'm the good guys. Well, how do you mean? How come I've got Russia? I've got Russia. So what?
Okay.
What you want Russia? Do you, Gornsky? Do you? Do you? You want to get the old ruble?
Well.
You want Russia?
Yeah.
Well, you can't have it. It's right. My game, for crying out loud. Let's get some. Something for the male troops. Let's get some frottage going. Let's go to Hannah. Good evening, Hannah.
It's the end of the world as we know.
We haven't got time
it.
For that, Hannah. We haven't got time for that. It's war.
It's war. Yeah, I'm having Jamaica, please.
Now that's. Where is
lots of rice and peas.
Okay, you okay.
In my bunker.
Okay, that's fine. Just stop talking for a second, because I've got literally no idea where Jamaica is. I've got no idea. You tell me where Jamaica is, Hannah.
It is.
She doesn't even know, so I'm not so dumb. Well, I'm looking at both Africa and America. The Bahamas are in America. Yeah, Jamaica, got it.
You got it.
Okay. All right, you've got Jamaica.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Let's go to Simon. Good evening, Simon.
Hello there. I'd like to claim North Korea, please.
Controversial. He's got a nuclear power. That means that if he tries to invade a country, he doesn't get 2, he gets 5. Nuclear powers. That's
and
a great
I'm
rule. Hang on a minute. Hang
ready
a minute.
And able to invade.
I'm going to find North Korea.
Well, you say that, but you can never fire him in a straight line.
Well.
There we go. North Korea. Now, Okay, North. Oh, I've not written it down. So North Korea is Simon. All right, Simon. So you're at a strong point. If you try and invade a country, when we roll the dice, you've got 1 to 5. So you, because you've got nuclear power. Same for Pakistan. Same for Israel. Same for all the nuclear states. Do you want to try and invade somewhere, Simon, or do you want to wait and maybe come back?
I think I might wait because there's not that many countries being claimed yet.
Okay, so. Hang on a second. Let's just see. Roger.
Hello.
Hello, Roger. Could I interest you in South Korea?
If it was reconquered by Yorkshire, then yes.
Okay, right. You've got South Korea now. All I'm going to say is, right, if you two team up and try and invade either Japan, which Jonathan owns, or China. Right? All you've got to do is get between 1 and 7 out of 20.
I think we should let bygones be bygones, you know? We should.
No, I'm tempted to declare war on Jonathan's Japan, to be honest.
Simon, you've both got to agree on this. Simon, would you like to declare war on Jonathan's Japan?
I think we should declare some nasty war.
Okay, you got nuclear capability, so you've got to get between 1 and 7... when I'm genuinely doing this, I've got a random number generator set between 1 and 20. If you get between 1 and 7, you've won Japan. If you get anything else, Jonathan gets both the Koreas. You ready? Here we go. Oh, Kath, what does that say?
2.
You've got 2! You've got Japan!
That'll do nicely.
No, you've got Japan! Now, guys, all I'll say, right... Oh, by the way, you can only attack adjoining countries. All I'll say is, right... If you were now... Japan hasn't got nuclear weapons, has it? It's got nuclear power plants, but not... If you were to attack China, right, it's almost 50-50. You've got to get between 1 and 9 out of 20. It's almost 50-50. If the Koreas and Japan attack China... It's almost 50-50. No. Hang on a minute, guys. I'm on the other side of China. I'm Russia. I would happily form an uneasy alliance with my Korean friends and my Japanese friends, and I would invade China with you. That means we need to get between 1 and 14 for us to win China.
I like those chances.
Are you up for it, Simon?
Yeah.
Roger, you up for it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is looking like a very quick game.
Here we go. Between 1 and 14 for China.
What happens if we get above 14?
I think we got 2 again. We've got China! This is the sexiest thing in the world! China, oh China. There we go, so we got...
We've got to work out who's going to be the boss of it all now between us.
Yeah, we have. But here we go.
It might become a civil war now.
Here we go. Roger?
Yep.
Would you like to team up with me and your half of Japan... to try and take on North Korea?
Ooh, should I be that sort of person? I've always wanted to
think of all this
world,
time we've got together.
So you have a deal, Ian.
Okay, so we got my 5 nuclear bombs. We've got 2, hang on a minute. We've got 2 from South Korea, that's 7, and 1 from Japan, that's 8. No, I'm not. I don't like you, Roger. Simon,
yeah.
Would you like to team up with me to try and take South Korea?
Well, you know, I wouldn't have before,
but
Roger's deceitfulness against us.
So we've got 5 nuclears each. That's 10, and we've got 1. We split Japan, so we've got 11. We've got to get between 1 and 11. Out of 20. Here we go. Right.
I'm hoping for a 2.
It's a 10! Yes! Roger! Roger's out!
Oh, no.
Bye, loser! Bye, loser!
That's what you get.
So, me and Simon... Let's write this down. So,
Take the whole world here, Ian, I think.
I'm going to stab him in the back later on.
Watch out, Simon.
Me and Simon have got Russia, China... The Koreas, as I'm calling them now, we're the Koreas advisor, and Japan.
Oh, sounds. There's a good chunk of the
world. There. Simon, keep listening. We might need to team up again. This is war. What you need is Canada and Mexico to kind of get some action going, Catherine, I'm afraid. This is what you need. Otherwise, I'm going to slowly work my way across Europe and come and get you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But the map goes around the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Let me turn this into one of those ball maps.
Ball maps?
Yeah.
Are you starting to understand world politics a bit better now?
I am, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear. Alaska.
Okay, Alaska. Right. Let's go to Mark. Evening, Mark.
I am...
Sorry?
I'm going to try and defuse your game.
Please.
All right, Mark. Good luck, buddy.
We don't want a war. Vatican City.
Really?
I don't really know where that is. That's like...
Somewhere in Italy.
In Italy. All right, yeah. All right, and yeah. So what?
Well, as I see it, we've got quite a good following all around the world. So that's spies in every country.
No, mate. No, not... You don't... No.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
Of course it isn't.
The Catholic faith are the biggest faith in the world.
For now. You wait, the Muslims are catching up with you, buddy.
Who would put a bomb on the Pope?
As leader of Russia and being a careers advisor, I would put a bomb on the Pope.
Well, I don't see it as overtaking them, but I'd like to claim Italy as our best friend.
Right. You're gonna claim Italy?
Well, not overtake it, but join with them.
I don't even... This guy's drunk. This is the... This is like an Italian politician. He's off his face. He's probably got five 17-year-old topless dancers there.
Bunga, bunga.
Bunga, bunga.
Seven.
Good lad. Well done. That's
Sette.
There we go. Let's go to Mimi. Good evening, Aunt Mimi.
Oh, hi. Is that me?
Is that Aunt Mimi?
Did you say... well, it's Mimi or Michelle.
Okay, but are you an aunt?
First time caller, so I don't know how it came up.
Okay, you've come up as Aunt Mimi.
Oh, right, okay, so Mimi, yeah. My nephews and nieces call me Mimi.
There we go.
Okay, that's fine.
What country would you like?
I would like... Well, my heart wants Switzerland, but my head wants China. If it hasn't already gone.
China's gone, I'm afraid. Me and Simon in Northumberland invaded it.
Okay, so am I going with my heart or looking for something new? What about Iran?
Iran! Very, very important thing on the map there. What do you call it? A country. Mimi, you've got Iran. Iran's massive. I didn't know it was so big. It's huge.
Oh.
you've got Iran, Mimi. You need to keep listening.
Okay,
I've got
cool.
a feeling that your Iran is going to be integral to this. You might have to team up to try and Iran is I reckon Iran has got nuclear capability. They say they haven't, but I think they have. So you've instantly got
a 5.
I think
it's all a secret, yes.
You've got a 5. So yeah.
So how do I team up?
Well, basically you need a neighboring country. I tell you what, Mimi. How would you like to team up with me, because I own China and Russia, and China is on the other side of Afghanistan. We could clear up the Middle East here. Would you like to team up with me to invade Afghanistan?
It's my first
Didn't Russia
time
try
ever
that before?
Calling you.
Yes.
I'll team up with you.
Right, okay, so this is the score.
What could possibly go wrong? Russia invades Afghanistan.
This is great. So Russia's got 5 points, China's got 5 points, 10 points, Iran's got 5 points.
If I team up with you, can I have Switzerland?
No. It gets complicated. Right, hang on. Russia's got 5 points. China's got 5 points. That's 10. The careers advisor's got 5 points. That's 15. You can only go up to 18 points. So with the Iran thing, that takes up to 18. So we're going to roll the dice. We need to get between 1 and 18 to win Afghanistan. If we get 19 or 20, then I'm afraid Afghanistan wins. Here we go. Oh, no! It's a 20!
Oh, dearie me.
Oh, no! I'm out of the game! I'm out of my own game, Mimi! We lost! This is key. Right. Mimi, I'm afraid that we're out of the game.
Oh, okay.
But thanks.
Back to the drawing board then.
Thanks for calling.
Well, hang on a minute.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Simon, your ally is not out of the game.
No. Simon's out as well.
Oh.
Simon's out as well. Simon, I'm so sorry. We were on a winner there. Guys, this whole thing has just been split apart. Someone now needs to come and claim Afghanistan, because if you claim Afghanistan, you get Iran, China, the Koreas, Japan, and Russia.
So let's just clarify.
Wow!
Once again, Russia tried to invade Afghanistan. It all went wrong. Afghanistan is leaderless, and also Russia has ballsed up. It couldn't really happen like that, could it?
Oh, no! I'm out of the game that I invented. Can we not start again?
Mm.
I'm not going to give out the number because the switchboard has gone nuts, as I know it would for this nonsense. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Vera Lynn on Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
So this is how it works. We've just quickly recalibrated the rules. I'm back in and I'm winning. I'm joking.
No.
I'm out of the game. So you can phone him and claim Iran or Afghanistan. Well, basically, when the countries are lost, unless I was invading, if I was invading, for example, Vatican City and I lost, then whoever that was who owns Vatican City would get all of the countries. But because Afghanistan was unowned, all of the countries are scattered to the wind. So you can phone and you can claim Iran or Afghanistan or China or Russia or North Korea or South Korea or Japan, right? They're all up for grabs. At the end of the show, it's the person who has the most landmass is the winner, right? At the moment, Catherine is winning.
By doing nothing.
And she's not even done anything.
No.
So all I would say is...
I'm isolationist.
I would suggest that Mexico and Canada, someone claims those and starts invading Catherine.
You can try, but I'm a nuclear power.
That's
mate.
True. That's true. She's a nuclear power. Pick a line between 1 and 10, Catherine.
1.
Line 1. It's CJ. Good evening, CJ.
I'd like to claim Canada.
Oh, he's gone straight in there!
Yeah, straight right. From Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And I want to invade America.
Mate, this... All right.
So if he loses, I get a Canada,
yes,
right?
Yes. CJ.
You feel lucky, Punk.
CJ, do you know the rules... Do you know the rules of conflict?
Yeah, she's got a nuke, but, you know.
Right. You have to roll a dice and get between either 1 or 2 out of 20.
Yeah.
Flipping heck, man. If he does this, this is going to be...
He deserves it.
And I'm genuinely doing this. Catherine is watching me. I've got a random number generator.
So we could have a madman in charge of America.
Here we go. Oh, gosh, no. Here we go. Hang on a minute. It's a 5!
Oh, dearie me, CJ.
CJ, you're out. Thank you very much. Catherine, you've got... Here we go.
Again, by doing nothing.
Here we go, guys. You cannot allow Catherine to win this. She now owns... and you've got Alaska as well, because
that's
owned
America.
By the USA, yeah. She's got North America pretty much sewn up. Greenland, Mexico, and, but basically people...
All that Nova Scotia, all that top bit's mine and all, though, isn't it?
I don't know if it is, technically. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
3.
3. It's Garethian.
Afghanistan.
Oh, he's claiming Afghanistan. Okay, fine, it's yours. It's there, man. You're on your own at the moment in the Middle East. The Middle East is a lawless playground now where anything goes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. There we go. No,
she's going to sit there. It's probably wise.
It's fine. If you're playing this at home. So far, there's only you that owns a country, some bloke who I've already forgotten who owns Vatican City, and Gareth Ian who's got Afghanistan. So, this is a slow war. Evening, Mike!
Hiya, you all right?
I'm all right, Mike. It sounds like you're falling down a waterfall.
I'm driving on the M1. I've done something really cool tonight, but tonight's not the night to tell you about that.
No.
Tonight's the night of big countries.
It's war. Tonight is the night of war.
you made a mistake in attacking Afghanistan. History repeats. Yeah. We've all seen Rambo 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. I saw Rambo 3 on a dodgy bootleg, so I didn't really follow the story. And I was too young to understand it. And it may actually have been Rambo 2. What's the one where it starts off and he's in, like, a prison in the desert?
That's Rambo. That's First Blood Part 2.
Rambo 1. Rambo 1, no, First two. Blood Part... No. No, the first Rambo... What was the first Rambo film called?
First Blood.
No. That's First Blood. First Blood Part 2, Rambo 1.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. I've never seen Rambo 3, First Blood Part... I've never seen Rambo 2, First Blood Part 3. Right.
You've got something to do with the weekend. Can I pick my country?
Yes, you can.
I would like to pick Russia.
Well, it's sensibly done, Mike. Sensibly done, yeah.
And I would like to offer Catherine an allegiance and to attack Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, bloody hate those Australians.
Well, first of all, Catherine, this is incredible gameplay here. Absolutely incredible. Do you accept Mikhail's allegiance offer?
Let's do it, Kat. Come on. We have good time.
He's fluctuating between Rambo and Apu.
You can't say Apu anymore. There's a documentary about it.
Yeah, well, you can say Apu if you need Apu.
I don't know.
You don't have to, Catherine. You don't have to now. You can consider it and maybe do it later. Or you can tell him to...
No, balls to it. Let's do it, man.
All right, so we've got an alliance between Russia, the United States, and Canada, right?
Yeah.
And just, of course, to flag up, you can turn on each other at any point, right? So do you want to do anything now? You'd have, if you attacked a country, you'd have 12 points. Uh-huh. Or do you want to wait for maybe, I don't know, Mexico or China to join in?
No, let's do it.
Mikhail, do you agree?
I agree.
Who are you attacking?
Australia.
Well, technically you can't, but okay, fine. Right, so you've got 5, 10, and 12. So you've got to get between... This is insanity. Have you learned nothing from me?
Okay.
All right, you've got to get between 1 and 12 to win Australia.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Ooh! 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 You're out, Mike. It was 17, buddy.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
I should never have got into bed with Russia.
Oh, so, right, this is insane. This is insane. The person winning at the moment, as it's all done by landmass, is the silent but violent Garethian with Afghanistan. This is incredible. Incredible scenes. We're playing World Wars. I don't know. Listen, I've never played... People on Twitter are saying, oh, he's just doing Risk. I've never played Risk, so I don't... I'm guessing it's kind of similar, but I don't
friend,
know.
My mate Jim used to play Risk, but he told me, he advised me, yeah. Risk is not a game.
Well, Risk is part of... Catherine now owns a PlayStation 4, and Risk is part of that Hasbro family pack that
is.
you've purchased.
Yeah.
Are you going to be sharing your username with the general public, or is that going to be private for the moment?
I'm going to get really good first.
Okay,
and
fine.
Then I'm going to... explode onto the scene.
You will see, possibly on maybe not Sunday, but you will see at some point Catherine and I playing a game from the privacy of our own homes, but we'll stream it. It's called like Escape Now Prisoners or something. It's two prisoners.
It's called what? Escape Now Prisoners.
Go, get out now.
Get out of the prison.
I don't know what it's called. But don't buy it, because I bought it and I give you a download code. Right. With two of us escaping from prison. That could possibly go wrong. Get Gareth Ian on the line now. He's Gareth Ian is calling in. Just put him straight through, Katie. Let's just... Good evening, Gareth Ian. You're winning at the moment. Oh, he's gone. He's gone. He's been taken out.
He doesn't have to talk to us anymore.
He doesn't have to. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening. Good
evening, Paul. What country would you like?
How you doing? Oh, do you know what? I'm going to have to pick Mimi's heartfelt choice and go for Switzerland.
He's going for Switzerland. Hang on a minute. Someone's got Estonia. Alistair's got Estonia. Okay. Right, where is... Switzerland's in Europe, isn't it, somewhere?
Yeah, middle of Europe.
What are you laughing
at? It's the obvious choice, really, isn't it?
Well, Switzerland... I can't see it. I don't think it's on this map. That's Moldova. Oh, there it is, Switzerland. All right. Why... Well, you say the obvious one, Paul. It's tiny, so... you're losing at the moment.
That's okay. You know, the rest will wipe themselves out in any way. Their flag is a big plus.
It's what is it? Is it the white? Is it the white flag with the red cross, or the blue cross?
Yeah, no, other way. Yeah, red flag, white cross.
All right, listen, we have to go because Gareth
like
Ian. All right, Paul, it's yours, Gareth Ian. You're winning at the moment. How do you feel?
No, that's Gareth. It's not Ian.
Why does it say Gareth Ian on my screen then?
It's Gareth Ian.
That's what? No, just Gareth. It's always been just Gareth. I was trying to get through to you. That was a mistake.
It's a mistake. Well, Gareth Ian. I can't not say it now.
You don't say just Gareth. Ian.
All right, Gareth. It's just Gareth Ian. You're winning at the moment. You're winning at war.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
You can see why people rally to his flag.
Dark. He is dark.
Yeah.
He is dark. 0344-499-1000. We are playing war to celebrate. Some would say commemorate, not me. Bring it on. We are celebrating the end of the world, guys. I've got to say, I've written on this pad a phrase, okay? A phrase that I think someone is going to say tonight. If they say it, there is a forfeit.
Oh.
There is a forfeit, because I think someone's going to say it tonight, okay? It's written on this pad here.
Oh.
So if someone says it, there's a forfeit, okay? Julie!
Good evening, Ian.
Evening, Julie. This is not a time for levity or jokes.
It's not.
It's a time for war.
What is it good for?
About 3 hours.
Nothing.
About 3 hours of radio.
Oh, dear. It said, right, I've written down, if anyone says war, what is it good for? They lose their country. You haven't even got a country yet. What country were you going to choose, Julie?
Mexico.
Oh, Julie! Mexico, now Mexico goes to Gareth. Gareth's got Afghanistan and Mexico. Gareth, you sucker, Julie. More war, less jaw from you, I think, my love. I wrote that down. I knew she would say it. I've written down, if anyone says war, what is it good for? They lose their country. This is some game, isn't it?
It really is. I kind of wish I was still in.
We'll make up a rule that gets us back in at some point. Don't worry. I'm only
coming in if I get a good country, though. Otherwise, forget it. I don't want.
I think when we play this after the war and we have played this again, then we just need to sit. We just need to sit on those countries. But I was a shoo-in.
That was my technique, and then I got greedy.
Well, what were you thinking? I was a shoo-in. I had the maximum points. I had 18 is the maximum points you can get for an invasion, right? I had 18 out of 20. And I balls up. And you're going in with a 12er? What are you thinking?
I thought, I hadn't done anything for a bit, so I thought might as well flex my military muscle.
Well, this is the thing. The person who's winning is a bloke called Gareth, who is who's done nothing. And now he's got Mexico and Afghanistan. Mexico, Afghanistan. He's got those two diverse countries, both full of flavoursome, slightly disgusting foods, both mysterious, both hot, both have excellent headwear, now I think on it. Excellent headwear. Hang on a minute.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. Mexico and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Hot drug centres.
Whoa!
It's true.
Now, Alistair's got Estonia. Alistair's just called in. Alistair, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm going to hold you out a lifeline for you and Kath, okay?
There we go. Lifelines. I'm up for lifelines. Yes, lifeline. Go.
As leader of Estonia.
Yes.
I've suddenly become infirm. And as I can offer to your mercenary armies to come in and claim Estonia, if you wish.
So you're giving...
But by the roll...
Go on.
By the roll of a dice. So, if Casper rolls the dice, you roll the dice, and you've got the option to take me.
Take me. Go on. Take me.
Roll the dice and have a chance at taking me.
Roll the dice and take me. Go on. make my passion... Invade me. Invade me, make man.
Reach my borders.
Touch me, Willy. No, that's not really a war term, is it?
No, I don't think that's in the Geneva Convention.
Okay, Alistair, well, I don't know quite what the dice roll will have to be here for us to... Well, basically, so you've invited us
the
in...
The highest wins.
Oh! Catherine, who goes first, Alistair? You decide.
Okay, so this is for Estonia, correct?
Yes.
I want Ian to go first, please.
All right, Alistair, stay there because we're coming up to the news. This is more exciting than I could... When I was thinking, I don't really fancy doing any work or prep for tonight's show. I'll think up a stupid game off the cuff and, you know, we'll blag it for 3 hours. I didn't know it would be this exciting. 0344 499 1000. Alistair, stay there. We will find out who wins Estonia. That's so ridiculous. After these messages.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating.
But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? And can't you feel the fears that I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy.
And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
There is a red China. Hey, you take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace.
Tell me over and over and over and over, my friend, you don't believe.
Right, for all the people that are accusing us of making light of this current situation and war, if anything, we are taking this situation more seriously than even George Galloway was during his show. More seriously than Theresa May, any of that.
Seriously than Donald Trump.
Way more seriously. We're all going to be dead tomorrow, so we might as well go out having a blast. The last hour is just going to be people doing it. We're playing war, and I have in front of me... what do they call this?
A map.
Because it's a map. That's
a
what
Mappa Mundi.
It's a map. It's not a Mappa Mundi, because that would be well out of date. It's a map of the world, and we're playing war. Here's what you missed so far. I've lost Russia. I had Russia and China and the Koreas and Japan. I lost it. Lost it all. Forget
why?
Those.
And why?
Greed. Afghanistan, which is now owned by Gareth Ian, who also owns Mexico. Catherine had Canada and America and got greedy and lost it all.
For Australia. Why on earth did I do that?
Stay there, Katie, because you're entering what I just referred to as the bear pit. Your end to Katie, who's filling in for Sam because Sam is two timing us with another show.
I mean,
apparently James Whale calls the shots as to who is the tech op. That's fine. I prefer Katie now.
Sam who?
Exactly, that loser. You're coming in a minute. Stay there. But before the break, we spoke to Alistair. Now, Alistair owns Estonia. And he has such little regard, such high disregard. He has such Violet Beauregard that for his people, he's prepared to give them off just for a toss.
He's grown weary of the power and he's invited us...
Toss of the dice.
...to take him.
Yeah. He's bent over and he's asked us to invade his borders, to pull down his pants and invade his borders hard.
To breach his perimeter.
So Catherine and I are now going to toss a dice. It's a random number generator thing, right? So...
And you have to go first.
I have to go first. Whoever gets the highest number... Right, what we're going to do is we're going to do this in private, and this is genuine.
Don't cheat.
All right, I'm not going to cheat, right?
You are going to cheat.
All right, so you're not going to see... I'm not going to cheat. I swear to God I'm not going to cheat. I swear on I swear on my life, because then I want us to say the number at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm not going to cheat. Right. Ooh, blimey. Actually, I got a four. Catherine, you ready?
Press it. Oh.
16! Catherine's got Estonia! And, may I make a suggestion?
No. You're a stateless leader.
I was just going to say you should execute Alistair in front of the Estonians.
No, I'd rather keep him... I'll keep him on the back burner. He may be a figurehead.
She's going to cut your head off and figure it out.
Thank you very much.
I'm taking you, Alistair. Thank you for the offer.
Alistair's a turncoat. People like that, I've got absolutely zero respect for, honestly. People like him make me want to puke.
Anyway,
disgusting.
I'm back in the game.
Cowardly.
Put my name on
so
there.
You, Catherine's got Estonia. All right. Right. Okay.
I reckon it might be worth a punt then. Hang on. Am I bordering Russia?
Mate, no. Because you're going to lose it again. Right. No one's got Russia at the moment. Russia and China are all gone. Right.
Let me have a little go at, who's this?
Latvia. No, because you still have to get two out. You've still got, hang on a minute. Let me do them. No.
How am I going to get bigger then?
You've got a 10% chance. Well, you need to team up with some other countries when they come in.
Now, look where that got me last time.
Just button it. Katie wants to enter the ship pit, the bear pit. Sorry, Katie.
Hello.
It's nice to. I've never heard your voice before.
Oh, and there you go.
That's a voice. That's a voice. You cannot deny that. You could send that off to a laboratory anywhere in the world, and the results would come back. Yes, that is a voice. Which country would you like, Katie?
Well, when I asked Catherine to play the game, I was going to go with New Zealand. But now that I know that Russia is fully available, I'll go for Russia.
Right, this now, remember who got you into this game.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
Right, so remember Russia that. Is now owned by Katie. So, Katie and Catherine, you're bordering each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we could join forces.
Yeah, we could.
Let me just run this past you, Catherine, as a grown-up. Is the border rule, is that too... No, that's a good rule.
That's a good rule.
Okay, well, you could, but then you still only got... You got 35% chance of winning a country, so don't. Just sit back and relax, enjoy it for a bit.
Okay.
Right? But she's thrashing you. She is thrashing you. A 19-year-old, I'm guessing.
No.
What?
I mean, I'm flattered, but I'm 27.
Shut up, man.
Shut up!
I genuinely thought you were 14. You're tiny. Are you not growing anymore?
No, I think I stopped when I was about 13. It's shocking, isn't it?
Oh, we thought she was like 14. We thought you were like Denny's daughter or something. This is outrageous.
You know what this voice...
She's a woman.
The voice thing.
Yeah.
Woman with smaller woman's voice.
Yeah.
It's reminding me of Kelly Betts.
Oh, God, let's not go
that
there.
That went horribly wrong,
that
didn't it?
She went to prison for sexual harassment. Katie, you're in the lead at the moment. Right.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank the good people of Russia. Let's go to Angela. Good evening, Angela. This is where it could start getting complicated. Here come the crazies. Good evening, Angela.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine and Katie. I'd like Germany, please.
What for?
They got previous. They're good. they nearly won this last time.
Let me guess, you're going to go for Poland.
Right, so Angela,
mm-hmm.
You have got you've got Germany. Can I just say, just thought of a brilliant rule, right? between 11:30 and 11:20, 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Bloodbath.
Bloodbath. Bloodbath, battle royale scenario, right? Everybody's attack points are doubled, right? So.
I love it.
Come here. This is what I'm talking about. Between 11:30 and 11:40, everyone's attack points are doubled, right? It's a bloodbath. And for that period only, you don't need to be a bordering country if you want to team up. It's international. It's a free-for-all, guys. So
it's a land grab.
So it is. So, Angela, so be listen. Angela, you've got Jeremy. I'm going to rattle through these calls because I want to get rid of as many countries as I can before 11:30, before it really does kick off. Good evening, John.
How's it going? You all right?
It's going very, very well, John. What country would you like?
Brilliant. Well, I've not even been listening to the show. Apologies. My Mrs. Gerard begged me to phone in and get Iran back. So I'm sort of listening on hold here. Thinking,
hey, it's your Mrs. Mimi.
Yeah, that's right.
This is brilliant. Aunt Mimi's back. She's furious. Right.
She is. She's got the right arm. Says you could win something. So I don't want to win a holiday to Iran.
Yeah, okay. John, you have got Iran. You're next to Gareth Ian, who's got Afghanistan. But it's integral. You've got a nuclear power, even though the rest of the world don't know about it. If you or your General Mimi, were to call back at between 11:30 and 11:20, you wouldn't just have 5 attack points, you'd have 10 attack points. That means if you attacked another country on your own, you'd have a 50-50 chance of winning it, and you can attack anywhere in the world, okay?
Sounds good.
John, we'll speak to you in a little bit. I love the fact that Mimi was so upset that she's got a fella to come back in to claim.
He's come down the school.
This is nuts. Right. Jerry. Good evening, Jerry.
How does Jerry knock one off?
What?
Head of Ukraine.
You want Ukraine?
Yeah.
Where is Ukraine?
There.
Next to Russia.
Hey, Ukraine's big. Ukraine, not as big as it used to be, but it's big.
It's chemicals as well. We got old people's pads, bottles of wee, chemical warfare, as they all poke, so.
You got chemical... No, you can't have bottles of wee as a chemical warfare. Jerry, you've got Ukraine. I've got to cut you off because we've got to move on. So keep listening, because at 11:30 to 11:40, it's battle royale, all right? So, Russia is owned by Katie. You have got Estonia, Catherine. Jerry's got Ukraine. It says here... Vatican City, Nantes, but Iran is owned by John. Gareth Ian has got Afghanistan and Mexico. America is up for grabs. Canada is up for grabs. China is up for grabs. North Korea is up for grabs, right? Pakistan is a nuclear power. I think India's nuclear as well these days. Let's go to Sam. Good evening, Sam.
Good evening. Could I claim France?
You can claim France. That means you've also got Spain as well, because they were someone attacked them earlier. So you've got France and you've got Spain.
Right. Could I take them and could I ask to ally with Germany?
Oh, flipping heck.
Angela.
Hang on a minute. I've got to call. Let me call Angela. Angela. We'll call her Angela.
Angela.
Hang on a minute. Angela.
Yeah.
Could you turn the radio off, please?
Yes, I didn't.
We have a call. I'm patching through a call from France, from Sam, from France and Spain. Sam, please, you are through to Germany.
Hiya. Spain.
Do you want to ally up?
Yes, I'll ally up.
Right.
Oh, this is great. So we got Germany, France and Spain is all allied up. Do you want to do anything with that, or do you want to wait? I would say wait 15 minutes for Battle Royale.
I'm waiting. I don't want a chance.
Okay, guys, stay tuned. Thank you very much indeed.
See that? France getting into bed with Germany again.
Oh, mate. Let's go to Gary. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Vera.
We haven't got time for this nonsense. I love it. My favourite thing, one of my favourite things on a phone in radio is when you go, all right, Gary, well, listen, we haven't got long. We're coming up to the news. If you can make your point quickly, please. And they always go, okay, I will... I'll make my point as quick. I'll be as brief as I can. What happened was 43 years ago, and they just go on for ages. Yeah. Gary, what would you like?
I'm going to take some revenge.
Yeah.
I'd like to be Poland, and I'd like to invade Germany, please.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
No, no, he's an idiot. He's an idiot, but he's done
no,
it.
No, I only want to help you, Poland. I wish I could help you.
No, yeah, right, so you Poland...
Is Estonia nearby? No, I don't think it is.
You've got, oh,
no,
you've got
a couple
you've
of
got,
countries in between.
You've got a 10% chance of this being successful, Gatford.
Well, that's fine. Though I like their mods.
All right, fine. You'll get one or two. If he gets one or two, he gets Germany, France and Spain.
Come on, Gatford.
Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
It's a one!
Yes!
It's a one!
Stop your shit!
This is unbelievable! John, oh, who owns France! Oh, Gatford, you've got it, mate. Well done! Flipping heck!
Finally.
That was incredible. Goodbye, John. Goodbye, Angela. Hello, Gatford. Man alive! Now we got some action going. Now we got some action going. This is great! 0344-499-1000 in 15 minutes. It's Battle Royale, guys. So come and claim your countries before the shit hits the fan.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
I'm trying to remember to the best of my ability who's got what, because this map is now a mess. Katie's got Russia. Katie's winning at the moment. China's up for grabs. John has reclaimed Iran for his wife, his partner Mimi, Aunt Mimi. Gareth has got Afghanistan and Mexico. In an amazing, amazing bit of gameplay and luck, Gatford claims Poland and then successfully invades Germany, France and Spain. Wins them all. Hannah's got Jamaica. I mean, it's like a dot on the island, a dot on the map.
I don't think she's bothered about world domination. I think she's just chilling.
She just wants some dreadlocks and some reefer. That's all. That's not racist. That's the both of those things exist there, in plentiful, as they do in Brixton as well. And someone's got Italy, but I can't remember who.
Is that not Mick?
I don't really care.
It doesn't matter, does it really? They won't do anything.
Jerry's got the Ukraine. Catherine's got Estonia.
For what it's worth.
In 10 minutes, this whole thing goes nuts, okay? As we'll have a 10-minute battle royale.
I'm planning to go berserk.
This means you can attack a country anywhere on the globe. You don't have to be next to it. You don't have to be bordering it. You can team up with any other country. You don't have to be bordering it. You get double attack points. Okay. This is insania. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. Oh, Paul's gone. Where did Paul go? Let me call Paul. Calling
Welcome
Paul.
To the O2 oh, messaging Paul. Service. The person you're...
Paul's phone is dead.
10 minutes' time, I'm going to be like Alexander the Great in a blouse.
Let's try Zach. Good evening, Zach.
Good evening.
Yes.
Can I choose the Netherlands? Because they're nice and quiet and they're not as likely to create war.
I don't think you get the idea of this game.
You can have it, but you've totally misunderstood. The Netherlands are so small, they're not even on this map. It'll be there somewhere.
Forget it.
There is. You've got... Right, you've... I really need a different colour pen.
I'm going to make it my business to come in wielding an axe into the Netherlands in about 10 minutes' time, Zach, just to stir you up.
Zach, you've got the Netherlands.
All right, fine then.
Fine, right. It didn't sound very excited by it. Let's go to Frank. Good evening, Frank.
Hello.
Hello, Frank. What would you like to claim in this bloody war? I'm not swearing. I'm being literal. It's bloody.
I would like to claim North Korea.
North Korea, of course, as we know, was lost by Simon in a terrible, terrible misjudged attack on North
Korea.
Misjudged
alliance with you.
Well, that's correct. So hang on a minute. So North Korea is Frank. That means you've got a nuclear power, Frank.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if I were you, I would call back in 8 minutes. And for what we're going to do for the Battle Royale, I'll take the call straight to air, okay? So it's going to between 11:30 and 11:40. I'm taking the call straight to air. It's Battle Royale, okay? Frank, we may speak to you in a few minutes' time. Let's rattle through as many of these as we can. Good evening, Sam.
Hi. Yeah. Could I have Latvia?
For crying out loud! America's up for grabs. Yeah. All right.
Oh wait.
No. Too late. Too late. Too late.
Oh, okay.
Sam, yeah. You've got Latvia. Hmm. Can I make a suggestion, Sam?
Don't.
Yeah.
Why don't you try and invade Estonia?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
All right, you've got to get one or two, and you can do it. You lost it, I'm afraid, Sam.
Which means I win?
Yeah, you've got Estonia. You've got Latvia and Estonia now.
Okay.
All right.
I'm building a power base in Central Europe, mate.
All right, let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Hello.
Hello, David. David's excited! Hello. David's excited! He's a warmonger! He's a flipping... By the way, there's a fella on Twitter who's getting really angry because I didn't credit him for coming up with the idea of playing It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. Because I had the idea ages ago, but if you want me... Martin,
well, that could come on at the end.
Martin of Leeds... Yeah, all right, it was your idea. Right. David,
it wasn't my idea.
No, Martin. David, you're a warmonger. You're horny for war. Honk if you're horny for war. What country do you want, David?
I would like to have Chad, and I'd like to invade Libya as well.
For crying out loud! Why is no one taking this seriously?
It's called entertainment.
I'll give you.
Chad, look, I nipped it off by accident.
Right, where's Chad? All right. So you want to invade Libya?
Yeah.
Now.
Let's do it. Why not?
Flip it, man. Yeah, I love it. You're insane. This is the kind of warmonger I like. He's insane. He's probably high on cocaine.
Yeah. He knows the odds are stacked against him, but he's wading in anyway.
He doesn't get... Because if he knows if he wins, it's glory. And if he loses, it's glory.
All,
here we go.
All or nothing.
You've got to get a one or... I tell you what.
Yeah.
You've got one or between one and four because you're playing the loco card. This guy's loco.
Right, I'm loco. Why
No, you're not loco. This guy's insane. He's insane. You got to get between one or four because you're loco. Here we go. It's a three! Yes!
It's a three! Oh.
David, you've got it! You've got Chad and
world
Libya.
Domination.
And mate, don't stop now.
Go for another one.
I can go for another one. I cannot remember where it pulled.
Go for, I don't know how
Niger.
You
find
it. Niger, thank you. Go for Niger.
Okay, then, yeah.
So you've got the four for the loco card. You've got the two for Libya, so you've got six.
Right, okay.
Come on.
No, he's not got six. He's got eight, because he's got double loco. You've got to get between one and eight.
So I could get the whole of Africa within 5 minutes.
Mate, this is insane.
I want to see it.
Here we go.
I want to see it.
Here we go. Between one and eight. Oh, it's 13, mate. Unlucky, you're dead.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I loved it. Thank you.
Your people captured you, found you in a hole, and they shoved a tube up your arse.
But... while you burned bright.
What a way to go. What a way to go. That guy was off his face. He was just doing lines off the map, and wherever the line ended, he's going, we're going to invade that one now.
I want another one.
I want it. Alex.
By the way, everyone, 5 minutes to Battle Royale.
5 minutes to Battle Royale. And by the way, everyone, I may be out of the game, but Catherine, this is more appropriate for you. I have just dropped something nuclear in the studio.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I do apologise.
Not again.
Yes, Alex.
Hiya, you all right?
We haven't got time for niceties, mate. This is war.
Can I have Nicaragua, please?
I don't know where any of these countries are. It should be there.
It's in Central America.
Oh, there it is. Central America.
It's looking in Africa.
Is it not an African country? Well, you've missed off quite a lot.
No, not in Africa. Nicaragua. It's in Central America.
Okay, well, Catherine has missed off quite a lot.
Well, there's a line in the middle of the thing. Hang on, just whack it there somewhere.
All right, so you got Nicaragua, Alex?
Cheers, man.
Can I ask why?
I just like the name.
Yeah, we all love it.
Is it because it sounds like knickers?
No, not really. No, I just like the name Nicaragua. I think it's a good name for a country.
It's a great name.
It's classic, right?
It's a great name for a country. Right, we've got 3 minutes until Battle Royale. Andre, what country do you want?
A little country over Spain.
A little
country? You probably said... Yeah, you might say I can't have it.
Well, what is it?
Gibraltar. Can I have it?
Who owns Gibraltar? We do. Right, you've got Gibraltar. We haven't got time for this. Battle Royale in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Good evening. Bella.
Hi.
Hello, Bella. We haven't got much time. What country would you like, please?
Could I have America, please?
Oh! How old are you, Bella?
I'm 12.
Good, Bella, you
I'm
are...
I'm on behalf of my parents, Mimi and John.
Oh! Oh!
You're back to fight.
This is Dad. Unprecedented!
America is going to be run by just one family. none of, well, only one of whom has been elected.
This is insane! So Bella, the alliance, although Bella may turn against her parents, Bella is more powerful than her parents. So Bella's dad owns Iran, which is a nuclear state. Bella owns America, which is a nuclear state. That's 10 points. If you phone up during the battle royale and team up together, you've got maximum 18 points. Maximum 18 points. World. Good evening, Danny.
Hello, Ian. I'm thinking big. I'm going large. I hope you're going to go with me on this one. Can I pick Uranus?
Right, you're an idiot.
Danny.
Let's go to Ian. Good evening, Ian. We've got 90 seconds until battle royale. Good evening, Ian.
Sweden. Can Sweden?
Someone's got Sweden, haven't they?
No, Switzerland.
Oh.
No, hang on a minute. I don't know. Right, I'm just going to write it down. Ian, you've got Sweden.
Yes, go on.
Oh.
That's Sweden, you nana.
Of course, it's massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't take any more calls, Katie. Jamie.
Can I have Turkey, please?
Yes, you can. You've got Turkey. Turkey is not a nuclear power, although they love it. I know, I'm just writing it down now because it's too much. Ricardo.
Cuba, please, Ian.
Cuba, all right. Oh. He is going to Cuba. Ricardo. Okay. Lovely. Fine. We're done. Thank you. Right, okay. In 30 seconds, it is going to be the most insane, dangerous, hungry bit of radio that's ever happened. It's going to be like an actual real war. If I were you, I'd turn on the lights. And I'd have someone holding your hand, because this is going to be awful. People are going to lose. It's going to get dark, okay? Because it's Battle Royale. You can attack any country on the map. You've got double the attack points. You can team up with any other country on the map, okay? We're going to take the call straight to where it's 10 minutes. 03444991000. Battle Royale starts. Let's go to line four. Line four, it's Battle Royale. Have you got a country?
Yes, Ian, I want Yorkshire.
Right, John has got the UK. You've got a nuclear capability. That means if you attack someone, you've got a 50-50 chance. Are you going to attack?
I want to grab Russia. I want to take Russia.
Oh! Katie, he's attacking you.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got 50. You've got to get between 1 and 10. It's 14, John. Katie owns the United Kingdom, I'm afraid.
Nay bother.
I mean, flipping it.
That's the attitude.
Katie, would you like to invade anybody? You've now got... 18 points.
I'd quite like to invade America.
Oh! She's going to attack Bella! This is awesome! Okay, you've got to get between 1 and 18. Let's see what we get. 13!
Yes!
She's got America! This is awesome! We're going to go...
We might as well all go home.
Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, Frank, yes?
Hello. I would like to be allies with Russia.
Well, hang on a second. Frank has got North Korea. He's a nuclear power. Bearing in mind, Katie, that if you were to join with him during this battle royale, it would add nothing to your arsenal.
I'm not sure I want to go there, no.
Frank,
sorry.
Frank, you could try and invade Russia.
Can I invade Russia, please?
Of course you can. He's got a nuclear. It's battle royale. He's got a 50-50 chance between 1 and 10. It's
one!
Katie's gone! Katie's gone! Frank
is now the owner of most of the world.
Listen to them. How many of your friends are there, Frank? They're loving it! Don't worry, Katie. You've still got America and the United Kingdom, okay? You're still...
Oh, has she? I thought he has it all.
No. Just the country...
Oh, really?
Yeah, just the country that... Yeah. Let me do that. So, you've still got... Does he get it all?
Yes!
He gets it all. Sorry, Katie, you're out. Frank, get Frank. Hang on a minute. We're going to get Frank back because I've got... You heard the reaction there.
Got to break it to him.
We've got to break it to him. Hang on a second. This is insane.
Hello?
Hello, Frank. This is the War Room. I've got some bad news. You know you just invaded Russia.
Yes.
Yeah. Not only do you get Russia, you also get the United Kingdom and America!
Yay!
Okay, not as excited as I thought. Let's go to line two. Line two, it's the War Room. Hello, line two?
Hello.
Yeah, yes?
Yeah, I can attack somebody.
Yeah. Remind me, to the right place.
Remind me what country you're
Sweden.
The leader. Sweden. Sweden is okay. Yeah. So you've got if Sweden, you've got four. You've got a 20% chance. Who would you like to attack?
It's good for Russia.
Whoa! It's the thing when you when you're doing the lead, everyone's going after you. So you've got to get between 1 and 4 out of 20. I'm going to hit the random.
Don't I've got my Swedish meatballs as well. You know what I mean?
I think I do know what you mean. Right, here we go. Oh, mate, it's 18, I'm afraid.
Oh!
Which means that Russia now owns Sweden.
Russia's Sweden as well. This is insane.
Frank is growing more powerful by the minute.
Uh-oh, here comes Jamaica.
Yes, hello. I'd like to invade Germany.
Okay, so, Germany is owned by Gatford, and that will also mean Poland, France and Spain. So you've got a 20% chance. You've got to get between 1 and 4 out of 20. I'm hitting the random generator. 14, I'm afraid, Jamaica. You've lost it.
Oh, no.
Yep. Why was she doing a Norwegian accent? Or Norman. Line 2.
Yes.
Yep, who is this, please?
John.
John, what country do you own?
Oh, it's Iran.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Here we go. And now, what I love is your daughter's country has been taken over several times.
Oh, is it?
Oh, mate, it's now owned. Hang on a second. Bella.
She's out in the hall being barked. Yeah. All of that.
Hang on, Bella. Bella.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. You're both on. We've got Bella and John on separate lines. Bella, I don't know why you're phoning us for, because you don't own America anymore.
Oh, you're gone. You're blown up.
The way you said
it. I came with my dad, then I'm still in.
All right. Well, I love that. You're gone. You're blown up. America's been taken over twice. It's now owned by a guy called Frank. Right. So, John, as you own Iran, it's nuclear. Who would you like to attack?
Well, let's attack America again, then.
This is insane! He's going to win it back for his daughter. So it's double bubble. It means you've now got a 50-50 chance. You've got to get between 1 and 10. Here we go. It's a 2! Incredible! Yay. Incredible! Well done. What a violent, violent family. This is insane.
Right, at this point, I might as well go hell
for
leather.
Hang on a minute, though. But does he now own Russia?
Yes, and everything.
Oh,
and North Korea.
Oh, God, John! Right, hang on a minute. I should have... Right, blimey.
You're not keeping tabs on the.
I don't really understand this game. Hang on a second. We've got to call him back. Right.
And Jamaica. If Gatford owns Jamaica.
Yeah. I don't know if this is the same.
Hello?
Hello, John. Did you just... You just invaded America, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. You now own America, Russia, and North Korea.
Oh, that's quite big.
But stay there, because line one...
Yes?
This is Gatford, who owns Poland, Germany, France and Spain.
And Jamaica.
And Jamaica. Now, France have got nuclear weapons. Have Germany got nuclear weapons?
I don't think so.
They think they must have. They must have.
Surely.
So you're playing with... So you've got... France gives you... you're playing with a maximum of 18 points here, Gatford. Would you like to invade one of John's countries in what is turning into one of the bloodiest battle royales?
Germany doesn't.
Do they not?
France does.
Okay, so hang on. France. France has got double, so that gets you 10. You get... You've still got 18. You've still got 18. Would you like
what
to invade...
John
owns it all, man. John owns Iran, America, France and North Korea. All you've got to do is invade one of those countries to gain control of all of those countries.
No, he's got France. You mean Russia?
The UK. Yes. You're going to invade Russia. Okay. You've got to get between 1 and 18 out of 20 to totally wipe John and his warmongering family, including his 12-year-old daughter, Bella, off of the map.
Fancy dragging a kid into this.
John. You ready for this? Hitting it now.
Come on.
It's a 1, mate. You've won. You've beaten
rubbish.
It.
Rubbish.
John.
What
did
he
win? All your countries, Bella.
Everyone.
All our countries.
Oh, no.
Bedtime.
You failed me. Get out of my sight.
Get lost, 12-year-old.
Bedtime. John has been my favourite so far. Yeah, you lost. You got blown up. Bedtime.
Yeah.
Right, hang on, Gatford.
To be honest, if it wasn't the Easter holiday, you wouldn't be up anyway, you know.
I know. Right, there's 2 minutes left of Battle Royale. Stay there, Gatford, because I suspect you're now a prime target. We've got Alex on the line. Good evening, Alex.
Invade Jamaica, come on.
Right, now.
That belongs to Gatford. He owns everything.
Right, Alex, what do you own?
Nicaragua.
Oh, he's got.
It's because he liked the sound.
Nicaragua's the kingpin. Invade Jamaica.
No, hang on a minute. Right, who's got? Has he?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But Alex isn't the crazy loco guy.
No, he's the guy who had Chad. Is
right. So you've got to get between 1 and 4, and you basically get control of most of the map. Alex, are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen.
It's a 17. I'm afraid, Alex, you're out.
Bye-bye, Nicaragua.
Well, hello to you. You've got Nicaragua now.
Thank you very much.
We got 70 seconds left on the Battle Royale. 0344.
Can I have a go?
No. Oh, you've got Estonia.
Yeah.
And Latvia.
Yeah.
That gives you 4. You double it to 8.
I'm going to have a go at Gatford's empire.
Oh, here we go. You've got to get between 1 and 8 out of 20.
Come on.
Here we go.
Come on. Come on. Don't cheat me.
If I win, I want your PS4 name.
Well...
What did you have to get, Catherine?
Between
we're in Battle Royale, the dying seconds of Battle Royale.
1 and 4.
No, because you got 2 each. 2 for Estonia.
Oh, 8 then.
2 for Latvia. 4. Double it. You've got to get between 1 and 8.
Yeah.
She got 5, Gatford.
Oh!
She got 5. Oh! And in the last, we got the last 30 seconds.
Yes!
Ricardo, what do you own?
Cuba.
Right. Cuba's not got nuclear missiles. If you want to attack now. You've got 20 seconds.
Who is it? Just Gatford left?
No, give Kath.
Me. You're dealing with me now.
Do you want to attack one of Kath's countries?
Yes.
You've got to get between 1 and 4. 16. Ricardo, you're out.
I'll have Cuba.
Right.
Hola.
Hang on a minute. I've got to do some map maths here.
Told you. No. Alexander the Great in a blouse. It's happening.
I'm losing my voice. 03444991000. Battle Royale is over. Is it time for the peace talks?
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Losing my voice, which will be no good tomorrow morning at 6:50 and 7:50 when I'm on Good Morning Britain. Never mind. So. To commemorate the end of the world, we are playing War. We just finished Battle Royale. You can call in now. You'll speak to Katie. She'll call you back. Calls aren't going straight to air. 03444991000 is the telephone number. I think we finished this game of War at midnight. Do you think?
I'm happy with that.
So let's try and just get a little idea of where we are. So, Catherine, do you know what you own?
Most stuff.
You do. You own America, Spain, France, Germany, Poland.
Jamaica, Nicaragua. Korea.
Russia. And North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And Iran.
Yep, that'll do.
Gareth Ian owns Afghanistan and Mexico. Oh, and you own the United Kingdom. Someone owns Italy, and Jerry owns the Ukraine. I mean, piddly.
I like those stats.
Poxy, crappy little countries that no one cares about.
I mean, I've got so many countries, I've forgotten half of them.
Jamie owns Turkey. Ian owns Sweden.
No, apparently I own Sweden.
Do you own Sweden now, do you?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful. Fair play.
And Cuba.
Okay.
But Andre's got Gibraltar, and that's what matters.
Let's go to Rosanna. Good evening, Rosanna.
Oh, hello. I have Vietnam, please.
Really?
Rosanna, hang on a minute. Rosanna, are you in the same room as your phone? Are you in the same decade as your phone?
Yeah, my phone is still...
Oh, you phoned us before! What?
I
don't understand how your phone could be so terrible. Yes, for what good it's going to do you, Rosanna, you have got Vietnam. I feel this... We're all slowly, you know, walking towards submission and surrender. But you have got... Vietnam. Why Vietnam, Rosanna?
Well, I wanted Poland, but it's gone, so Vietnam was my next choice.
Sounds great. Rosanna, it's yours. We're going to move on. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Hi, Irene. Back again, mate. I've still got Switzerland. Ooh. I'm really happy with my choice.
Okay, do you want to do anything with Switzerland? Are you just going to sit there like a coward?
Well, I've been like watching the world burn a bit, but I was wondering if Catherine would like to set up a sort of like trade envoy where I could ply her with loads of Swiss cheese and watches and chocolate, and she just looks after me in case anybody invades me.
Or she could like invade you quite easily.
Could crush you.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
I'm all right for
chocolate.
That.
I'm all right for chocolate, thanks, mate.
Well,
tell you what I haven't got, though. I haven't got a Switzerland.
Do you want to invade? You might as well invade him. You've got to get between 1 and 18 out of 20.
Oh, my word.
It's not what you bargained for, is it? Sticking your head above the parapet. No.
Yeah, I'm happy enough now that you mentioned, and then I should have done this.
You've drawn attention to yourself, mate.
Yeah.
I could
be benign. I could let you off.
Or you could get it.
For now.
You sure?
Yeah, look after me, Catherine.
He's like one of those men that likes to wear a nappy.
Yep.
Crush him, Kath. Come on, crush him. Crush Switzerland.
Do I crush him? Do I end him?
End him.
I'm going to throw it open to the public.
Okay.
If they give me the mass thumbs down, I will end you.
Hang on a minute. Stay there, Paul. Because I see somebody who I think might be... It's like the devil coming back to reclaim a debt. Alistair's back. Alistair.
Alistair who?
You see what you've created, yeah, Alistair?
Yep. Yeah.
What would you like to say to your monster?
Well, I wanted to say that I think Kath said that she wasn't going to kill me, so I wanted to suggest that Kath give me a country.
What a chancer!
How do you feel about Switzerland?
Would you like Switzerland if she were to win it for you, Alistair?
Yes.
You going to go for it?
If I get this for you, you have to promise that you won't use it as a base from which to start a resurgence.
I promise.
Paul?
Alistair, come on.
Let's have it.
Here we go. You've got to get between 1 and 18.
Sorry, Paul.
It's a 3. It was an easy, easy defeat, Paul. You've drew attention to yourself, mate.
Yeah, I was hoping for better. I really was.
On your way, young man. On your way.
Unlucky,
never
mate.
Mind.
Unlucky, unlucky. Alistair, you've got Switzerland.
Thank you very much.
Everyone on YouTube were just saying, end him. It was like the Colosseum. So many thumbs.
Alistair, well done, mate. You've got Switzerland. Oh, I feel bad, but Bella, surely it's bedtime, isn't it?
Oh, Bella.
Am I on the line?
Yes, yes, you are on the line. You should be in bed, young lady, thinking about the huge mistake you've done.
Not yet. I need to get more countries.
It doesn't work like that. You lost at war. You're official.
Well,
as your dad's...
I could get them back.
Well, your mum is talking out of her hat.
Shall I get her one?
She's not wearing a hat.
Well, exactly, because she got blown off in the war.
Shall I give her a little something?
No, Bella needs to learn the harsh realities of war. Her family are now homeless refugees because of her dad's greed.
Okay, Bella, well...
I'm really sorry, Bella. This we're trying to make this as realistic as possible. But I'm afraid you owned a lot. You owned America. And now you own just your tears.
Okay, well, I hope you sleep at night knowing you just blown up a 12-year-old.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't give her any power. She's vicious.
I want that clipped. Can you show Katie how to clip that clip? I want that clip. That's a hotkey. That's outrageous!
Oh, my.
Emotional blackmail. Well, I'm glad she lost.
Well.
Well played, Bella.
Someone's overtired.
Your family have... Someone's overtired. Your family have made me laugh a lot today. Thank you. Good evening, Jay.
You too. How you doing? No more war for you today.
Hello, Jay. What you got for us?
Can I claim India?
Yeah, sure. Why not? What little good it's going to do you? You got it.
Thank you.
Do you want to do anything with it?
Oh, is it over?
Sorry?
Are we at peace now?
No, we're not at peace, but you know, you've...
I own most of the world.
Here's the thing, right? You don't own China yet. You could try and take... Here's what you could do, Jay. You've got nuclear, right? So you've got five. You've got a 25% chance. If you wanted to, you could sit back. The game is going to end in 8 minutes exactly. And if you're lucky, you keep India and you ride it out. Or you could try and take China. You've got a 25% chance of taking China.
Go for China.
He's going for it. Right, OK. So he's got... Is it four for nuclear? I'm confused. Five.
Five.
It's five. So he's got to get between one and five. Sorry, mate, it's a 12.
Oh, Electric Six.
Sorry? What? Isn't that the name of a band? Anyway, you lost it.
I've enjoyed this. Can't say I've understood it, but I've enjoyed it.
In the great analysis...
Quite a rush.
In the great analysis, this tonight's show is either going to be the one that wins us an award again... Or the one that gets me the sack. It's one of it's those two extremes. It's you know. well, I think that's it. We've spanked a 12-year-old and schooled her in how bleak life really is. Catherine's ego. I mean, geez, look at you. Look at this. At the start of the game.
I'm getting some crazy gifs from people who are next ones to go off to the to prison.
Uh-oh, hang on a minute. Frank's back.
Oh, Frank. Hello.
Frank, you were doing so well at one stage, mate, and now you got nothing.
Can I have China?
No.
Please?
Who's begging in the background?
Please? My mum?
Put your mum on.
Hello?
Hello, Frank's mum. He can't have China. Hello. You can have China.
Can I? Oh, yeah.
Right. You got nuclear. You could...
Wow.
You could... So that gives you 5 points. You've got a 25% chance. If you invade Russia...
Yeah.
You win, basically.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
But if you lose, yeah. I win China, too.
Okay, then.
Do you want to go for it?
Yeah, go for it.
You've got to get between one and five. To destroy Catherine.
Yay. Yeah, do it.
It's 10, I'm afraid. You lost.
Oh, China.
Oh.
Sorry, Frank.
Never mind.
Thank you very much indeed.
Could someone make a list of the countries I own now? Because I've forgotten half of them.
Could someone type it up, please?
Kneel before Zod.
You were really grumpy at the start because you... I don't understand why I've got America. And it wasn't that, like...
Turns out I'm really good at this.
It wasn't that kind of pretend grump. It was like a real... Actually, I've genuinely got a problem with the way this has started. And I'm very, very unhappy. But I'll go along with it just for the sake of going along with it. And now look at you.
Yeah.
Good evening, Alex.
Tonga, please.
Tonga.
Is that an order?
All right.
No, I just want the most obscure countries possible. I think it gives me the best chance of winning.
Okay, Alex, you're now the king of Tonga.
Thank you.
Thank you. Frank, mate, honestly, seriously, it's time to go to bed.
Let it go, mate.
My brother would like to have a country.
Where is your brother? Let me speak to your brother, then.
Hello.
Right, your brother's got exactly the same voice as you, Frank. Your brother, I put it to you, Frank, that you don't have a brother, and that it's just you trying to claw back some glory.
No, my name's Billy.
Yeah, of course it is.
Billy, what's Billy short for?
Bill.
Bill. Short for Billiam.
It's Billy short for Bill. He's gone. Yeah, poor old Frank. I think we might have broken Frank. Good evening, Jamie.
Hey, mate. I want to dispute Catherine's rise to power, mate.
Well, you're a brave man.
We're going to The Hague. Here we go.
Well, no, because she was allied with Katie when Bellor took off.
I wasn't. Yes, I was, but then I was given.
Allied.
Yeah, but then I was given Estonia.
Yeah, but you was allied with Russia.
I don't think you did.
When Russia was took.
No, I wasn't.
Hang on a minute. Katie, the former Tsar of Russia, I don't think she did... You talked about allying.
We talked about it, but we weren't actually allies.
She wasn't actually an ally, I'm afraid, Jamie.
Right, no worries.
Jamie Lomas again, stirring it up.
Evening, Will.
Evening. Can I get Nigeria?
Hey, it's Will. Yeah, of course you can. Right. Right, you've got Nigeria, yes.
It's there.
Where is it? There. It's on the crease. You've got Nigeria, Will. Is there anything... We've got 2 minutes of this game left. Is there anything you'd like to do with it?
Yeah, well, look, I'm really hoping that I can do some 419 scams and get some money from other countries. That's the plan. Then I'll buy nukes.
He's got a 10-year plan.
All right, well, let us know how that plan goes, and when we're back playing this next time, at the same time next year, let us know how many nukes you've got.
I've actually deposed a few dictators. Right. Maybe they've got a few millions that they want to put in random people's bank accounts.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah. No worries. Bye, guys.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of racial stereotyping. Well, on that bombshell...
Well, hope you're all happy with yourselves. I certainly am.
Congratulations, Catherine. Well done. That's 2 hours of complete and utter rubbish and nonsense.
My first order.
Yes.
This break, you're making the tea.
I don't know how to do that, I'm afraid. Just playing a silly game.
Oh.
Hey, we should mark it. This is what I need to know, because I've genuinely never played Risk, right? How close is this to Risk? Is it different enough that I can make a load of money on it? That's my thinking. It might be exactly the same. I don't really know. Anyway, that was fun. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Congratulations, Catherine. Unlucky, Katie.
And the world.
I don't know what to do for the last hour now, because I genuinely haven't planned anything and I haven't got looked through the papers. I'll tell you what we'll do. This is what we'll do. For the last hour of the show is we will slowly look through a day-old papers.
We'll call a ceasefire, first of all.
Truce. Peace. That's what we'll do. And then we'll just have a look at the papers, even though... It's always weird looking at today's papers at midnight, because...
Because they're yesterday's papers.
It's like just farty old news, isn't it? Still is farty old news.
Let's call it that. We can get a jingle.
Farty old news. you can call up. You'll speak to Katie. I'm losing my voice. I get too excited and I shout. I forget that these things amplify your voice. And I always get that. You can call up and give us a call about absolutely anything you want for the last hour of the show. How's about them apples? 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, you'll speak to Katie. She will take your name and number, and she will give you a call back. It's as simple as that. You really can call in about absolutely anything you want, and we'll just sit and we'll have a chat and we'll look through the papers and we'll see what we come up with. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Vibes of peace.
say?
Do you say?
Will the human race be run in a day?
In a day.
Or will someone save this planet we're playing on?
Is it the only one?
I think that's produced by George Martin. What year was that?
83.
83, yeah. The video with him as the World War One dude, didn't it?
Both of them.
Yeah?
He was the German and the...
Shut up, was he?
Yeah.
Was he? I don't remember that one. But I also remember...
The one had a moustache.
I also remember there was controversy because it was like a football pitch or something. Or it was like a field and they left it in a terrible state and they didn't re-turf it. Afterward. I remember reading that story. I was 10, and that's. I remember reading that story as a 10-year-old. Isn't it silly? peace reigns. An uneasy peace that could kick off at any moment, but for now, peace reigns. 0344 499 1000. This is the late night alternative, Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock at night until 1 o'clock in the morning, on Talk Radio, and you can listen on DAB. You can download the Talk Radio app. Or you can go to talkradio.co.uk. You can watch the show as well, both old and new. Not last night's because the Wi-Fi got knackered, so it went down. But you can watch most of the shows by going. And you can watch tonight's live by going to youtube.com/IanLee. IanLee. Like, subscribe, share, leave nice comments, and all of that kind of stuff. You can also go there and see the new show that I've made called So This Happened with Ian Lee. I just did like a one-off sort of little pilot, and then some people sort of tipped me, so I'm gonna have to do a second one now. But my friends Jeff and Billy have Billy has written a brilliant theme song, and Jeff has made some brilliant opening titles. So episode two, it's gonna be smooth, man. I just need to find some clips to play. It's just a clip show. It's nothing clever. It's not reinventing the wheel. it's just a clip show, and funny clips. You know, the kind of loosely from that week, last couple of weeks, or just crap that I found online. That's all it is. It's nothing fancy. On Sunday, busy week. So I've got the boys tomorrow and Friday, and. Saturday night, we're going to go to Rainbow George's thing. You coming?
Yeah.
Hey, brilliant. It's at the Map in Camden. Starts about 7 o'clock. And, yeah, we're going to go and see Rainbow George and see what that is. So that's Saturday night. And then I'm up really early Sunday because I'm filming The Chase with people from the jungle, Jenny McAlpine and Shappy Corsandi and Stanley Johnson. The Chase is that one with Bradley Walsh. And I'm getting picked up at 9:30 Sunday morning, and I don't finish till 4:30 Sunday. It's like working a full day and getting paid, you know, 2 months' salary. So I'm not going to complain. but I'm getting quite nervous about that because that's a big old show. I think it's going out in October, so it's not going to go out for a while. But that is a big old show to be on Saturday. It's like Saturday tea time. I think it's scheduled to go out. So I'm starting to get, I've been nervous all week about it. I'm kind of dreading it. General knowledge, on the spot. I'm losing my voice. Oh, the trauma of the well. It's all coming to... But right, we've got this map. Normally we'd throw it away, but if you want us to send you the map... Oh, you're such an idiot, Catherine. Catherine's vandalised it.
Don't call me an idiot. I'm the Empress.
If you want the map that we use to play that game, it's, I mean, it's literally scrawls. It's a map. And it's,
Ian's ruined it.
It's a mess, but maybe you want it. I don't know. Maybe to some people it's, I don't know. Maybe that's significant to some people. I don't know. The fun times.
Bella would love it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Bella ain't getting it. Because Bella's a bad loser. Oh, Bella was brilliant. Her family were great. If you want the map, phone up and come on air and tell me that you want it. There's a competition because then it gets complicated.
Come on and tell me that you want it.
Come on and beg for it. Beg, tell me, beg for it. Tell me you want it. Tell me how much you want it. Beg for it. And I might, if you're lucky, I might give it to you.
Oh, my God. Huh?
Let's go to John. Good evening, John.
Hello, Ian. I'm sorry I lost your key for Wall straight away, but never mind.
You were terrible, John.
Yeah, I was terrible. It was 50-50, and I always back losers. I told you that once before.
Yeah, you were
right.
Yes.
Yeah. George Martin.
Yes.
You probably have heard of the tune Theme One.
Sorry?
The tune what George Martin created, Theme One.
No, I don't know this tune.
You've never heard it?
Sing it to
great.
Me.
No, it's a tune. It's
well, you can still sing
words of it.
Yeah, but you can still sing tunes.
That's a little bit of it.
I've certainly never heard that. But it sounds great.
You know, BBC Two, I think it was, BBC Four Radio.
Yes.
Used to open about half past five in the morning.
Yes.
And they played that every time before it started.
Wow.
It's called Theme One.
Yes.
You should listen to it. It's a great sound.
I feel like I have just listened to it from your lips. From your beautiful lips, John. Any other version would pale in comparison.
Just have a listen to it, Ian, you know.
Okay, well,
please.
If I'm free tomorrow and I remember, I will.
I used to love waking up with it every morning.
Yeah, I bet you did. But you're getting a bit old now, aren't you?
Even if I wasn't getting up, I would have the radio on just to listen to it.
Oh, you meant the song. Sorry, I thought you meant why do they
right.
Why do they call it Nookie and Crumpet? Where does that come from? Bit of crumpet.
I've got no idea where that is.
A bit of Nookie. I really fancy some crumpet.
I've never called a Theme One before.
No, okay. Well, John, thank you very much indeed for that. Let's go to Alistair. Good evening, Alistair.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello, Alistair.
So, I'm still sitting on Switzerland, but I know it's all over.
I hope you're enjoying it.
Well, earlier today, I was at home, and I managed to watch a couple of films.
Yes.
So, one of those hooky...
Hang on a second, just for a second. Did you see the speed I went for the dumb button? Because I thought you said the effing from one of those effing websites. And I went, what? I got this reaction, Alistair, because we're protected on this show. Someone swears or someone says something libelous.
All right, yeah.
I've got a button. I've got a dump. We've got a 7-second delay. So I can press a button and it will dump that bit of broadcast and I can cut people off.
Yes.
And if I'm feeling tired, right, and I'm out and about, and I'm watching a film and I'm sort of dozing or I'm listening to a conversation and someone drops an F-bomb. My right arm reaches out to press the dump button. I've done it in the cinema. I've done it, you know, when you're sort of in a cafe and you're sort of not really paying attention and someone behind you says F in this. The right arm just, it's a Pavlovian reaction. Just
speaking of Pavlovian reactions, could you just
I've done it. I just said it at the top of the hour. Were you not listening?
No.
I don't need to... Listen, right, Alistair, right? They've given me this poxy bit of paper, right? Listen to this. Don't forget, you can listen to Talk Radio on DAB, online via talkradio.co.uk, or on your mobile devices. Just go to the App Store and search for Talk Radio. I've been saying that for, like, a year. I've been saying that about four times an hour. And now they're giving me a little bit of paper to say... I say it all the time. I said it nine minutes ago.
Don't get yourself airy.
Right.
I said it.
You know what it is? Some programmes, rubbish ones, aren't saying it at
all. It's Julia, because she doesn't know how to do radio. I've been doing radio for years. She doesn't know how to do radio or to do interacting with people without shouting at them, even though she earns 10 times more than them. I've been doing radio for years. I know how to do it.
All right.
She'll be up for a war anyway, Julia.
Anyway, Ali... Anyway, Alistair, yes, what were you whinging about now?
Well, no, I watched a couple of great films.
So I dumped that because I can't encourage people doing things that are illegal.
Okay.
So I dumped that. So you went to the cinema and saw some films. What films did you see?
Molly's Game.
What is that? What is that?
That's
hang on a minute. Is this the guy that spoilt the film about the woman in the...
Yes.
Right. Thanks for calling, Alistair. We can't have it. He just comes on and ruins films. And
Spoilister, we're going to call him.
Yeah, he was on the other day and he said, I'm going to talk about a film, I'm not going to spoil it. And then he gave away the twist. What an absolute pudding. And we're going to watch Katie run quickly now because I'm going to throw to a break and she's not ready. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian on Talk Radio.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls,
I'm on the edge,
and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
YouTube stream is down, it's back up. I had to click something. Cassif's, I like the YouTube stream, it's much friendlier chat. Than on Periscope. We're not streaming on Periscope tonight, but we turned the chat off on Periscope for the last week or so. Just because there's some really horrible people on there, and they're mean. And and they also know that I can't read the Periscope chat when we're doing the show, but I can read the YouTube chat. And you can cut, and also I'm just aware that, you know, a lot of kids like to watch it. It's a little bit rude, this show, but a lot of kids like to watch it. And also, sometimes if people have phoned up the show, they go back and watch their bit on Periscope, you know, and there'll just be people being mean about them and you know, about the way they sound, even. And I don't like that, you know, I don't like that. That's not what the show is about. So we stop the chat on Periscope when we stream for the show, and you can chat on the YouTube channel. It's moderated, but it's not like fascist moderation. It's not like Kath's New World Order. It's
it can be.
It can be, but it's just you know, if you're racist or homophobic or particularly mean, then you might get, well, racist or homophobic, you get a ban. If you're particularly mean, you might get a timeout for 5 minutes. But that's it. But anyway, Kasif is on there, banging on that we won't let him on the show or something because I swore him or something. Oh, dear God, as I was saying to Catherine earlier on. Every phone call for me is like a brand new phone call. I very rarely, apart from a couple of people, I very rarely remember the conversation that happened before. I can't join the dots like that.
Whereas I have a running log of the relationship we have with each and every caller.
Yes.
Pretty much. I remember what they said before. I remember the tone and I judge them.
So, Kasif, I've got literally no idea what you're talking about. Phone up 0344. 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Also, find out if you want this map, otherwise it's going in the bin. Paul Ross says he wants it, but Paul Ross can jog on. Paul Ross gets paid like £1 million an episode. Evening, Mick!
Morning, guys.
Good. Well, hang on a minute. Have you had a sleep?
No.
Then it's good evening. It's not morning until you've had a sleep.
Well, it's gone past midnight.
Yeah, but it's still not good morning. It's if you'd have had a sleep, like say from 9 o'clock yesterday till like 10 minutes ago, and you were now up for the day, this was now your Thursday, you were up for Thursday, then I might consider a good morning, but it's not. It's still good night, good evening.
Oh, well, fair enough. Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
What I was wanting to ask was...
Yes?
If Kat owns the world...
Yes. Just, no, not all of it. Let's clarify for a second.
Just the biggest parts.
There are pockets of the world that she does not own.
Yeah, but only through lack of trying.
Yeah, well, where would she rule from?
I can't tell
the
you
lavvy.
That. No, I can't tell you that, because obviously the more powerful I become, the more of a target I am. So that's classified info.
So you wouldn't... right, okay, so you can't...
Are you plotting an assassination, Mick, is what we need to know here.
not at all, no. I'm just wanting to know that she's not going to be in Managua.
Managua?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to Managua?
No. That was there many years ago.
He's not allowed
capital
back.
Capital of Nicaragua. Nicaragua capital.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So obviously, Central America is not a very big part of.
Well,
your...
she doesn't.
I do own Nicaragua.
You do own Nicaragua, yeah. Do you? Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay.
She does. Yeah, I'm sure she did. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
I was just wondering. You know what I mean? Because it's. Don't know. It's difficult, isn't it? Owning all those places.
Yeah. Mick sounds like he's building up to a threat. I would check your car on the way home after
it's
this.
It's difficult, isn't it, owning all those places?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get spoiled, would
maybe
you?
Maybe you'd be like Trump flying around in the Air Force One.
Yeah, maybe. Well, thanks for that, Mick.
All right, Chief. Take care.
What was that about? That was the most threatening phone call I've ever heard. All right, Chief, take care. Take care?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
You watch yourself.
Here's the thing. Some people might not interpret that as a threat, but I feel threatened, so it's a threat. If you feel threatened, then what has been said is a threat. Good evening, Russ.
Evening, Ian,
Yep.
Yeah, you were speaking to a guy about the Theme 1 tune before, and you seemed to dismiss it out of hand.
No, not at all. Wasn't dismissing.
Are you not? You say you're not familiar with it. I'm very surprised. You've been a radio man. It was used as the opening theme for Radio 1.
Right. Okay. So hang on a minute. He said Radio 4. So now we're contradicting ourselves.
Well, I think Radio 4 may have used it at a different stage in the broadcasting history.
Here's the thing. Yes, I work in the radio. Yes, I love radio. I think it's the greatest thing. But I'm going to say this now. I'm going to put my hands up. I don't know everything that's ever been broadcast.
Of course not. But yeah, George Martin wrote it, and there's also an amazing version by Van de Graaff Generator. I don't know if you're aware of them.
I'm aware of them, but again, I don't know the song!
It's not a song, it's an instrumental.
Well, hang on a minute, I would say an instrumental could still be called a song.
Can it?
I think so.
I thought a song has to have vocals, does it?
Anyway, but pedantry to one side, I don't know it.
Okay, well, check it out on your Google machine.
No, I'm not going to now. I politely said to John I'd check it out tomorrow, knowing full well I have a full day tomorrow. But now I'm
so
just...
So you won't have time.
Exactly. But now I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm not going to check it out ever.
Ask Catherine to do it then, instead.
Get lost.
That's not very nice.
Well, I don't like being the second choice.
Why should I do the work?
I do enough.
Your presenter friend won't do it, so you have to be the second choice.
Friend is a very strong one.
Pal, we're pals. We're bum chums.
We bloody are not.
Bum chums.
That's a very old-fashioned term.
Very old-fashioned term. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to start a pop group called the Bum Chums.
Do you remember when we interviewed a guy called Bun Chun?
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
And I put on the screen, don't say Bum Chum.
So it's in front of me, don't say Bum Chum. His name's Bun Chum.
It reminds me of that Channel 4, Fancy Bum. Remember that one? I've forgotten the...
I don't know that, and it's odd I don't know that, because I'm a TV man. And I should know.
Well, TV, it was TV, Channel 4. It was after the 11 o'clock show. It was on. I was sorry to mention that. I don't really like people mentioning that. But, there was another sketch show after that with all different people on, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he always used to go up to someone and say, fancy a bum. You must remember that.
Once again, no.
Okay. I think you're pretending not to know.
No, I don't know. First of all, I don't mind people mentioning the 11 o'clock show at all. Why would I? I'm extremely proud of it. Secondly, no, I don't remember the sketch where a man went up to someone and saying, do you fancy a bum?
Why don't you Google it?
I'm not going to.
He's not allowed to, or he refuses to Google things when he's...
suggest.
Apparently. But I'm surprised that our friend earlier didn't mention that you should Google it. I've forgotten his name, sorry. The one who mentioned it.
There's no friend anymore.
Mullins on Radio 4.
John.
But anyway, that's the full story. And, yeah, Theme 1, marvellous tune. George Martin wrote it. Van de Graaff generated the version of it. And
after the full story, I'll say ta-ta to you.
Ta-ta, Russ. Thank you, mate. Cheers. let's go to...
Russ got
a right hammering there.
He did a bit, yeah.
He deserves it.
Don't come on here giving us work.
Here comes Aunt Mimi.
Oh, it's Aunt Mimi again.
Yeah, gosh.
Look, it's not Aunt Mimi. It's Mimi.
Your family is bathed in shame. There's tension between father and daughter. Daughter is
sent to bed in disgrace.
Daughter has shamed 44-year-old radio presenter.
She threw a grenade before she left.
I want that audio.
What a glorious night you gave us all.
I'm glad you three were excellent.
I'm phoning up to say I can't thank you enough.
No.
So, going back a bit.
Yes.
My other half, John, used to call up the show quite a lot.
Uh-oh.
And say that he's pregnant other half.
Yeah.
Loved your show because when I was pregnant, I used to lie in the bed at my mum's house and laugh my head off to you at LBC.
Oh, really? Gosh. Wow. Okay. Wow.
You must remember.
I remember working...
You're finding quite a lot about this and I think, she hasn't got the guts to call in. I have done tonight.
Yes,
and
that
daughter is now 13 years old.
Hey, flipping heck, isn't it? Doesn't time fly?
So it's taken me that long.
Doesn't time fly?
I've got another little 8-year-old.
Wowzers, congratulations. Nothing to do with me, by the way. I just want to, in case anyone's reading into this.
No, nothing to do with you.
Nothing.
However.
Yes. Oh, she should be in bed now. It's nearly 12:30. I know it's Easter break.
She is going to bed, she's coming up to being a teenager, and she's really pushing my boundaries.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
has she got a mobile phone yet?
No.
Good for you. Well done.
No, and she won't have. She doesn't need one. Who does she need to call?
My 13-year-old nephew. I just got a message from my sister 2 days ago saying Dylan, who is 13, Dylan now has a mobile. This is his number, and I don't know how to respond to that. Do I text him and go, "Hey, man"? I don't know.
Yeah, do you know what? It might be useful for him having your number.
Yeah, okay, I will do that.
Well, I've got lots of nieces and nephews, and some are more equipped for the phone. I don't feel that she is yet.
No.
I think she's a young 12-year-old.
Because I don't know if you heard the way she's...
Yeah, some of my nieces and nephews are well equipped for it, so you've got to take it as the kid.
I don't know if you heard the rude bullying tone in which she spoke to me. And I certainly think she shouldn't be getting a mobile phone of her own for at least another 10 or 15 years, if I'm completely honest.
I wouldn't say that would be a rude bullying tone. I think that would be her
outrageous.
Listening to her mummy and daddy, loving your show,
she gets
giving
it from
her the
her
sense of humour, and she gets it.
Hey, do you want this map? Do you want us to send you this
anyway,
map?
Anyway, what's happened to Iran? Where's it gone?
Kath owns it. You lost it! You lost it!
I know I lost it.
Mimi, do you want us to send you this map or we'll burn it?
Send me the map for Isabella. Okay. She would love it.
All right, Catherine, if you go and speak to Mimi and get
Mimi... Can Katie do it? She knows.
Well, I don't know if Katie knows how to do addresses.
For heaven's sake!
Katie, do you know how to do addresses?
A little bit cheeky. I'm not 14.
It's outrageous.
Okay.
Can you do it joined up though?
Yes, of course.
If you get Aunt Mimi's address, and we have to address it to Aunt Mimi because that's obviously winding.
She hates it.
That's winding. She doesn't get the reference, which is great. That's winding her up a lot. Katie's getting a little bit too big for her boots. I'm going to embarrass her. This is Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Unbelievable. Alistair's angry.
Oh, why?
Sorry, but I'm not the bloke who gives away the plot of films. By the way, I said hooky websites, not effing. I know, we addressed that. Not justified to cut me off.
Right, I'm taking Switzerland back.
Yeah, Switzerland's back. I know, we know what you said. I know, and I made that point. For the first time this evening, funny, last night hardly any calls, and tonight it's chock-a-block because we've been playing Silly Beggars. For the first time this evening, the phone lines are empty. 0344 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio. There's a podcast, dear listener. There's a podcast which you can get on iTunes, or you can get from your usual podcast provider. Please like, subscribe and share. And there will be a new episode of The Rabbit Hole, which is a different show that me and Catherine do. And it's the last Belfast one, I think, isn't it?
No. Sorry? It's the first Bath.
Hey, the first Bath. Oh, so Sue won't be in the first one.
Not in the
one.
First, no. There's quite a lot of bomb-related stuff in the
okay.
first one.
There's like there'll be three or four episodes from Bath. Right. It gets dark, man. It gets really, really dark. I mean, really, it gets uncomfortable for quite a lot of the Bath show. It was a great evening, but unique in its darkness. So if you go to iTunes or Acast or your usual podcast provider, you type in Ian Lee Talk Radio, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, Rabbit Hole, any combination of those, and you'll get the two podcasts. And we would appreciate you spreading the word. Good evening, Paul.
Hey, did I hear that Switzerland's back?
Yes, Paul, I made a grave error.
Do you need help managing that?
Do you want Switzerland?
Oh, I'd love Switzerland back, yeah.
I'll let you have it back. I think the people will be happier.
You're a legend.
There's no skin off my nose.
Get in there. He's loving it. Well, congratulations, Paul. What are you going to do to celebrate?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think I might have some of that chocolate, though, innit? It's got to be 10.
Bit of cheese.
Yeah, Christmas cheese.
Chocolate and cheese and blow up a mountain. They've got mountains in Switzerland.
You know what? Yeah, what do you want to blow it up for?
For a laugh. For a laugh, to show your might.
Guess who's back?
Oh, bloody hell. Paul is back in charge of us now, is he?
What's that voice?
It's a Swiss accent. It's a Swiss accent. What did they talk? Hello, hello. Paul is back in charge.
Does he speak like this?
Oh, Paul is back. Bloody hell, the mountains are blowing up. Paul must be back. Oh, no, not Paul. He is insane. He is eating all the chocolate and the cheese.
I wanted to ski down that.
The mountain is gone.
It's buggered.
The mountain is buggered. Oh, man, I wish we had the grumpy Alistair.
Oh.
He was miserable and he gave spoiler alerts, but at least we had the mountains.
Oh, well, let's go home and have a fondue.
Let's go watch a movie without knowing what the ending is. We can't have a fondue because Paul is eating all the cheese.
I'm going to count my gold.
Where do you stand on gold, Paul?
It's all right, isn't it?
The gold is gone. Paul has taken the gold and the cheese. I wish we had Alistair back. He may have ruined the film, but at least we had the gold and the cheese and the chocolate and the mountains. We must, when Paul is sleeping, we must slit his throat.
Whoa.
And cut off his penis.
What?
And shove his penis in the hole in the throat that we have cut. This way? This is the Swiss way?
I have a knife for that.
This.
Well. And afterwards I open the bottle of wine.
This is the Swiss way. This has always been the Swiss way. The slicing of the throat and the cutting off of the penis and the penis sticking out of the throat like the elephant trunk. This has always been the Swiss way. And then we will get the cheese. If only the Alistair was here to fight for us. If only Alistair would turn his radio off and join in this conversation.
Hello. Hi.
Alistair.
Party just started. Yeah,
no spoilers, mate.
No spoilers at all.
No. Good man.
Good man. So, Alistair, Paul has land-grabbed Switzerland off you, even though there is a threat. There are whisperings, murmurings from the Swiss community that they're going to do something atrocious with his penis and his throat.
Well, it was gifted by Kath, so I can't do anything
Paul's
about that.
Paul's penis was gifted by Kath?
I don't own that. I only own big things.
Oh.
Right.
Things I can stick a flag in.
Well, you can stick a cocktail umbrella. Right, go away, you two. This is getting too vulgar and too weird even for me. Thank you, Alistair. Thank you very much, Paul. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that, everyone. Especially Switzerland.
Oh, dear God. Good evening, Tim.
Why is it every time I ring up, you're always talking about something mad that makes me forget?
That's...
Because the Tim bell rings.
We got quick Tim's on the line. Let's do the Swiss accents and the penis in the throat thing.
What I was going to say...
Yes, Tim.
You need to start telling people that you're on Mixit.
What?
Because Mixit is quite a good platform for people to go on.
Now, here's the thing. What we do is I stream this show because I want to get listeners from everywhere, right? So quite early on, we decided to stream this show on Periscope. And we do Periscope most nights. We didn't do it tonight because the Wi-Fi is a bit iffy. But we're streaming the show on YouTube. And there's a really nice lad called Matthew Stevenson who has sort of become a friend.
I know which one it is, Matthew.
And he's brilliant. He puts all the work into the YouTube channel. And also, because he's great, he streams us on things that I don't really understand, like Twitch, which is a gaming platform.
At the moment.
And he streams us on Mixer. Now, I don't really know, Tim, if I'm completely honest, and thank you, Matthew, by the way, for all the work you do. I don't say it often enough. He puts in so much work. But I don't really know what Mixer is, Tim. So what is Mixer, and what are we doing on there?
Mixer is the exact same as Twitch, but mainly it's for Xbox users. But it's also for, you can also go onto the website, mixer.com/rabbithole live.
Oh.
That's what your website would be called.
Okay. And, but how many, we got like 5 people watching us there?
Yeah, you've probably only got a few people at the moment. But what I'm saying, once it starts getting known, then people will start going to it quite a lot because Mixit is quite a big platform which has only just come out this past couple of years.
Okay, right. But so is it? It's mainly... I'm going to ask some dumb questions. Bear with me, I'm an old man. Is it mainly for, like, gaming, though?
When it first came out, it wasn't for gaming, it was for streaming. But obviously, since Xbox One's come out, it is mainly for gaming,
Okay.
But people still do watch the IRLs, if you know what the IRL is.
Nope. I've really not got a clue.
IRL means, like, a stream for anything, if you know what I mean.
Okay, right, okay. So what other stuff is streaming on there, then, that isn't games?
Yeah, this is, like, it's meant for just streaming. It's not meant for gaming.
Okay, so what other stuff, if we were to go on there, what other stuff might we find, then?
God,
wow.
Mainly.
He's on there,
mainly,
isn't he?
It says gaming. Mainly it says gaming, yeah.
Okay.
I've got IRL channels, which means channels that stream anything, you know what I mean.
Have they got those whispering women?
AMSR, ASMR.
SMR.
Yeah, they've got that all over the place.
Hang on a minute. Jacola is saying on YouTube that it's filth. Is it filth?
This isn't Phil. Everyone keeps on... What it is, people are trying to guess who I am.
No, I'm not saying you're filth.
Phil.
No, not Phil. That is filth streaming on Mixer.
Oh, no, it's Matty Stevo.
No! The other things that we might find... If I were to go to Mixer now, would I find would I find live pornography?
No. You wouldn't find anything like that, no.
It's nothing dirty?
No, nothing like that. It's mainly to do with Xbox One and gaming.
Okay. I think Mixer, have had some Nazis.
But you've got radio stations, you've got people that play music 24/7, you've got people that put in DJing streams, you've got loads of different streams.
Catherine has now got a PlayStation 4. And she's going to be...
You can't really get Mixer on PS4.
No, I'm going to stream her on my YouTube channel, getting her pants pulled down and her ass spanked.
It means metaphorically.
No, I mean, do I?
Yes.
Okay, sure, fine, that's disappointing, I can work with that.
If that did happen, you would get trolls, which are kind of weird.
Yeah.
Saying, I like that, and stuff like that.
Well, you know, listen, spread the word, man. Tell people that you can listen to us on Mixer and all of these wonderful things.
He's supposed to be spreading weird.
Well, he's spreading the word. How are we supposed to spread the word?
Just put it on Twitch. Put it on your Twitter.
Put it on your Twitter.
But I retweet it. Matthew does like a little card at the start of each show saying where everyone can listen, and I retweet it, but people still don't go there, so maybe...
Yeah, but you put your own tweet up. You put your own tweet up saying, we are now on Mixer called Rabbit Hole Live.
Right, if I do that now... Right, I'm going to do it now. Hang on.
Yeah, see if you get more views.
Right, so I'm going to go... We are...
Make sure it's called Rabbit Hole, because it's actually called Rabbit Hole Live.
So www.mixer.com...
.com/...
Rabbit Hole Live. Please, for the love of God, go and watch us there. Right, so I'm going to tweet that, and then I'm going to click on it myself.
And then see how many views you get, see if it works.
Let's... Oh, God, I hope this works, Tim. Hey, look at this! Hey, look! What is this? This is the weirdest thing. I'm going to set up straight. Get off the phone, Paul. Lol.
This is not Paul.
All right.
That's it now. That's all I want to see.
All right. Thanks very much. Oh!
Wheezy.
Nearly spilled a drink over there. Thank you, Tim. Cheers, my dears. hello, everybody. So how many people are there, though? I don't understand this. What do I sign in with? Right, let's go to a break.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me. Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Okay, I logged in and then I logged out. I didn't really know what was going on, so I logged out again. It got very, very confusing. I don't understand all these different ways of communicating and chatting and fighting and bullying. I don't really understand them at all. So I'm doing Good Morning Britain. So tomorrow morning, so I've got one of those nights where I get to the hotel about 1:30. I'm wired tonight. I'm wired. So I ain't going to get to sleep till 2:30. But I knew I'd be wired. So I got to the hotel early today and I meditated. So that'll help. I had a little 20-minute TM sesh before going off to a meeting for a TV show, which I'm feeling confident about. Normally these meetings, I come away thinking, nah, that one, I, if they don't pick me, they've made a terrible, terrible mistake. But I meditated. So I'll get to the hotel about 1:30. I'll get to sleep at 2:30. Be awake at... clothes are all ironed. So I'll be awake about 5:15. I think my car's about 5:30. Going in. Good Morning Britain. I think it's Eamon Holmes doing it tomorrow. I've got a feeling. Hit at 6:50. Hit at 7:50. 8:00. Get a car home. Get home about 9:30. Get straight into bed. I can never sleep directly. I'll take this one. I can never sleep directly after the show, so I've got to pick up the kids from art club at 12:30, so I'll get maybe 1.5 hours sleep. And I've got the boys all day.
Show business, eh?
Show business.
Sounds so glamorous. Da-da-da. Do you know what you're supposed to be talking about tomorrow?
Yeah, I do
know. Have you watched any programmes?
I do know, actually, but I've not got... hello, caller! Hello? Okay, so it's someone either trying to escape from a coffin or masturbating while listening to the Beatles' White Album. Tomorrow... Oh, yeah! Tomorrow we're talking about Rampage, the new movie starring The Rock.
Oh.
I like the look of that. I like The Rock. I like The Rock. He's an action hero for this generation. And I like Dwayne Johnson. Don't like the fact he's called Dwayne, but I like him. I think he's cool. I think he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take the boys to that, but I think it looks a little bit scary for them. I'm talking about Mariah Carey.
Why not?
Because she said she's bipolar, isn't she?
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she diagnosed in 2001, I think it was. Yeah. And she's kind of come out as being bipolar, which is interesting. She's an interesting thing.
There was a docu-soap about Mariah Carey that I loved. She does the She does the cooking in, like, just, like, pants and stuff.
I like Mariah Carey. You're only allowed to film her from one side. Yeah. She's got a good side. The other side isn't so good. I remember I had the album Music Box. I had the Music Box album.
Everyone had that. Well, apart from me. My sister had it.
And that's it. That'll do, wouldn't it? So doing that. I love doing Good Morning Britain. Honestly, it's such a thrill. And I keep waiting for them. The Welsh stuff might have been the final nail in the coffin, but I keep waiting for them to go, nah, it's not working. But they keep asking me back. You get the most vile abuse on Twitter.
I know. People that sit and watch the whole of Good Morning Britain, turns out, end up quite cross by the end, and I don't understand why.
I tell you who sent some abuse once, and I called him out by being overly nice, right? The guy that ruined Minder, Jarro Minder. You remember when Dennis Waterman left Minder?
Yeah.
And someone else became Minder, Gary somebody.
Right.
And so this, I don't know if he added me. I think I searched my name, which you're allowed to do, guys. You're allowed to search your name. And he said something like, Jeremy Kyle and Ian Lee are being really unfunny this morning and winding me up. I think you're Jarro Minder.
Spoiling the telly.
Ersatz Minder. You killed an entire franchise. And my favourite Minder, of course, is the one that's got Shane Ritchie in. I tweeted him back with kindness. I couldn't believe it, though.
What did he do?
He tweeted back with kindness, and that was that. He was busted. But I just thought, flipping heck, man. But you get tweeted the most.
I've noticed there's a woman who always, like, sends you horrible stuff, but she's started following you now.
Oh, I might have muted her. I mute a lot of them. The abuse, pretty much, since coming back from Australia, the abuse on Twitter doesn't really have any impact on me. Very, very occasionally, but really it has no impact. And I retweet them because they're funny. But I'm also aware that I've been tweeting a lot of stuff recently and retweeting a lot of stuff recently, and I've lost about 3,000 followers. Now, I think that is primarily because what Twitter does is it clears out bots. So a lot of followers, just by the nature of the thing, will be bots. And every now and then it clears out bots. And I think most of those people that have unfollowed me, I think their bots been cleared out. But there's probably a few. I'm not bothered by it. The numbers thing has never really appealed to me. But I'm really trying to just stop tweeting stuff, because it must be boring for people, me tweeting, like, mental health stuff and me tweeting, you know, about arseholes and me, you know.
Yeah, but you're assuming everyone sees everything you tweet. You know, people got lives.
Well.
Or if they haven't, maybe they should have a little look at themselves.
Wowzers. But, yeah, I tweet too much, and I know I tweet too much, guys, and I want my tweets to be pure. But then, Simon sent me the saddest. Simon, I'm really sorry, mate. Simon has sent me a text clarifying something, but that's not really what the text is about. I suspect, Simon, and if I'm wrong, I suspect you wanted to share. I suspect you wanted to share this thing, and I'm going to read it out. I'm going to read it out because you sent it, and it's really, really sad. Evening in the show where the guy was. This is really sad, actually, mate. I'm really sorry. The show where the guy was on saying, "Do you fancy a bum?" is called Balls of Steel. From Simon, driving to Stansted from Norwich to pick up my in-laws after my wife died of cancer on Monday night.
Oh God, Simon.
Oh mate. What can I say? Thank you for clarifying that. You spelt steel wrong. I don't want to be a pedant, but I'm trying to inject some humour in what is a really heartbreaking text. And I suspect that the second part of the text is actually what you wanted to say, but you didn't. And you know, maybe I'm reading too much, but you didn't quite know how to get that in. And you just wanted to reach out. I'm really sorry, man. I'm really, really sorry. I hope you and your in-laws get some comfort, you know, from each other. And there's nothing I can say, is there? But I feel for you, brother, and I hope. I don't know. I'm thinking of you, man. And that, thank you for sharing that. It's a very intimate thing to share, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. Hello, line one. Okay, songs where the Beatles say rude words in the background. That. Apparently, I don't know how true this is, but John Lennon says that they're singing She's a Prick Teaser. And also in Girl, they're going tit, 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 tit. It's the Beatles, isn't it? Just having a little bit of saucy fun. That's all they're doing. Love the Beatles, man. Love the Beatles so much. Going through this, I'm not nearly finished. Got about another 4 episodes of this Beatles documentary. Then I found this podcast. It's a little bit dull, actually. But it's this guy's... Result! So I got my counterfeit Beatles American albums box set, which is counterfeit from China. Cost me 38 quid, right? And but it looks good, and I bet it plays what it's meant to play, right? And so I said to the guy on eBay, I want my money back. He said, I'll give you £10 back. I said, no, I want my money back. He said, I'll give you £30 back and you can keep it. 38 quid it cost me. I said, no, I want my money back. Got my money back today. I got 38 quid back. So I got it for free. I've ordered a different box set for 20 odd quid, 25 quid, and I'm working on getting the money back from then. This is great. So I've got free counterfeit that look brilliant. Chinese hooky. Come in, Paul. The Chinese tried to rip me off, and I'm ripping them off.
And you've invaded them.
These counterfeit...
You've destroyed the world, haven't you?
Well, Catherine's destroyed the world.
A bit, yeah.
I heard you saying about Ritz. We used to play that as kids, but one of my brothers, Miles, I think it was, yeah, irritatingly, because it's not like your game, so your game is different, you should make a fortune from it.
Okay, because I've never played Ritz.
Well, you could build up armies, and then they became battalions, but my brother Miles, irritatingly, what he'd do was, he'd retreat to Alaska or Siberia with just one border,
right,
and then just have and you'd be paying for... One game went on 3.5 days.
You can't get in because he's just defending that one side.
And you have to pick him away a man at a time, like a war of attrition.
Oh,
so
they
get up after a while, yes. And you were talking about the word nookie. I don't know where crumpet's derivation comes from, but they believe that nookie, was from the middle of the 19th century, British Army slang for the pudenda, because it's like the Arabic word nikki, which is and that became then from the specific bit of the anatomy into the act itself. But crumpet, I don't know.
Crumpet's a great one.
I've heard crumpet used up north for head as well.
Really?
Yeah. Just an old boat once. Don't mind me, crumpet.
I tell you what I used to like. They used to do a lot in Carry On films. Instead of saying, bastard, they would call people a basket. Did you remember that?
You are
a basket.
But I think people said that in the way that still, in America, people still say dang, because they think damn is too rude.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, maybe it'd be a good one for you, wouldn't it? Acceptable swear words.
that's a risky game to play, particularly with these idiots.
Unless your threshold seems quite, shall we say, high.
By the way, that wonderful toy that you bought for my boys, the water cannon thing, we've not played it yet, but they found it in the car the other day. What's this? I said, my friend Paul got this for us. This is when the weather's a bit nicer. They were thrilled with it.
Okay,
thrilled,
good.
So thank you.
And I think you can probably ignore. How old is the oldest one again? 8, 9?
Eight and six.
He can probably have the strength to pull it back. Yeah. He's got on the front, only for 18 plus. Of course it's not for 18 plus.
Guys. We've got 50 seconds, Paul. What is on your show tonight?
We're celebrating Interplanetary Day. Today's Space Day. On this day in 1961, Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space.
Wow.
And I think it was on this day, it was in 1991 or 2, the 4 asteroids were named John Paul, George and Ringo.
Oh, okay.
So a bit of a Beatles star look.
There we go,
well.
Lovely.
All that, and we're talking about the War Above the Trenches. A great historian's coming on, talking about his documentary on yesterday tonight, which is Thursday, 8 o'clock, War Above the Trenches. Fantastic stuff.
Okay, it sounds good. Of course, now the Beatles, of course, always been tainted by ISIS. We can't refer to them now because of those blooming ISIS, Catherine. They stole our Beatles. Paul, always a pleasure. Paul Ross is on 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock. Stay tuned. He's always great guests, and he'll take your phone calls as well. Catherine, you own the world. Yeah. Well done.
Katie, feels good.
Shame on you. We'll be back tonight at 10. Until then, from us, ta-ta!